Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational to track to see successful guests. Promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peaceland.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and so good to see you guys in the house tonight. Peace and greetings to the whole Remix family out there. Oh my goodness. It took a minute to get here, but I am in the house, and so good to see you guys in the house. So good to hear and see you guys in the house tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Friday night. We're live in the remix. It's October the 19th, 2012. Powerful things that are going on. Powerful energy that's all over. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. The chat room is open. So let me go ahead and tell you guys, if you're out there listening and you want to come over and you want to join us in chat, how to do that. 646-652-2711, lock that in. That's the number to call me on the remix. And if you want to come over and join us in chat, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open. So good to see you guys. I'm so glad today is Friday. It's always a good day when Friday comes. I want to take this time to welcome our guests in the forum tonight. So peace and greetings to you guys out there, the guests who are in the house tonight. And if you're a guest joining us for the very first time, I want to say welcome. I've received quite a few emails this week, me and Sister Manya, about all of the new guests who've been listening to the show. So whether you're listening to the shows live or you're listening to the shows via the download, it's always good to have you here, have your energy, and have you in the remix. And if you're a guest and you're in the chat room and you're joining us for the very first time and you want to come in and chat with the Remix family, it's very simple to do. All you have to do is click the link at the very, very bottom that says sign up. It takes about 2 minutes. Click that link, sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in the remix. And then you're sure that anytime the remix is on, you will always get a little reminder telling you to come on over and join us here in the forum tonight. Woo! Quite a few things to cover here tonight as we get ready to get started. I don't know about you guys, but my energy is like spinning out of control tonight. It really is. It really is. I think I've kind of done that to myself, but but you know how it is. It's been an amazing week. It's been a great week, and I want to talk about that. But first, I want to just go ahead and tell you guys, if you missed Brother Panic, he came on last week. You definitely want to make sure you go back and you download. Download that show. Brother Panic was on last week talking about programming chakras and also dreams and lots of other things, taking you guys' questions as well. So you can go back and you can definitely download that show. And there's a couple of ways that you can actually get the remix shows, and you can go back and you can listen. One of the ways that you can actually go back and listen is to come right on over here to the remix, and you can download the show directly to your computer, directly to your MP3 player, or directly, you know, just listen. You don't even have to download it. Maybe you're somewhere and you want to listen. Many of you tell me that you listen from your jobs, you listen at work. You can do that as well. So www.blogtalkradio.com forward slash the remix, and that'll get you right there to all of the archives there. That's one of the ways. The other way is if you have an iPod, an iPhone, or any of those devices that support the iTunes market, you can click the little purple icon, and it will take you straight to the iPod store, and you can download the remix shows there, and they can go straight to your iPod. I talked to many of you in the readings this week, and you told me you have them all on your iPod, every single show that has been done. I know that's a big iPod with all of these shows that we've been doing for years and years of the remix, and you can go into the archives and you can download the show that way. So the information is there for you. It is definitely a part of my work to give that to you, along with all of the amazing guests that come on the forum and have been on the forum for many, many years. And, of course, you guys, because what would the remix be without the remix family? So I'm so glad to be here tonight. Friday night, you guys, we're going to be talking about modern magic and also past lives. You know, I love to talk about past lives and everything that has to do with the records, Akashic records or quantum records or whatever we want to call those records. So we're going to be getting into that. And I'm going to be doing something here that I've never done before. And I think this is why even Miss Blue is a little nervous tonight. So I am. So I'm going to try to calm myself down so we can move through all of these things. We're also going to be doing a vision quest tonight, which is going to be really cool. You guys will get to do some things. So now, let's talk about this first. I want to get into this. Many of you have ordered the Know Your Magic audio deck, and I cannot talk about this enough because I hear so many amazing stories you guys have passed on to me, whether you've done that on Facebook, on Twitter, or whether you sent me an email at questionforblue, or whether you posted it to the site where you can purchase the Oracle deck. And just how you're doing your magic and knowing your magic every single day. I have more and more people who are doing this work themselves, who are readers themselves, psychics, mediums, whatever, and they have my deck and they are just loving it and coming from all walks of life from all over the world. So I'm excited about it. I get stories about mamas and daddies telling me their babies that are working with the deck, their little children, teenagers who are working with the deck, and even brothers who are working with the deck and really using it in their everyday life just really to keep their magic current. So I want to just always put that out there. If you do not have the Kim deck, Oracle Psychic deck, you definitely want to get over there. Read the stories because they're there for you. I know many of you have gotten your orders. You gave that confirmation to myself and Sister Manya. And you've left messages, you showed me your pictures, and I think that's really, really cool that you put it up on the Facebook group on Facebook and let us know about it. www.msblueblast.com/cards. Brooklyn 324 said, my 16-year-old daughter just moved in, and she will not leave for school until she picks a card. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what knowing your magic is all about, because the Oracle deck really works off of your magic. I send you something that I took my time out to do, that these were things that I learned, these were things that I channeled, these were things that I've come to know and others have shown to me as well, put together an hour-long audio. It's an MP3 file that you get that goes along with that. We actually send you that and send you the link and also send you the PDF to go along with it. So all of those things definitely to go along with it that you can go. So just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and you can actually go ahead and pick that up. Mm-hmm. So really, really good stuff there. And then also the other thing I want to talk about, because, you know, it's really some... it's really some great. The chat room is off the hook. If you're not in the chat room, boy, you miss out. But anyway, what I want to say is that many of you this week also picked up the Know Your Magic audio workbook. which is also another great addition. Because in the Know Your Magic audio workbook, I tell you how to send out your cosmic orgasm. That's one of the things that I tell you. We really go through all of the energy centers on your body, how to really connect those energy centers with yourself. We also talk about how to do a dream journal, so you can have your own personal dream journal in there. And also just everything that you need to know about knowing your magic. It is 4 hours, if not longer than that, of me going step by step, really helping you to get into your magic. And let me say this, that was sort of kind of channeled to me. I don't even know how long ago. It might have been last year, year before last, but it's been out for quite some time. And there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't get pages and pages of testimony of people telling me how much that has helped impact them in their lives, change their lives, and really help them move, because this is your opportunity to really get into your work and do it your way. So that's the beautiful thing about it. You get to do it your way. There is no blueprint. There is no step-by-step. There is no one telling you, you must first do this and then do that. It is really just so that you can create your authentic blueprint and really get into that work that way. Really shows you how to begin to dance with your shadow side and really just taps into all areas of magic. So the Know Your Magic audio workbook, it's been created and thousands from around the world have definitely downloaded it and began to work with it. So all you have to do is go to www.msblueblast.com and you can pick that up. Definitely you want to do that. And so you'll be able to just get into knowing your magic so many different ways. It's just going to be amazing. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I'm so glad to be here with you tonight. We're going to be covering a lot of things. We're going to get up and get ready to move around. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to talk about the energy that's currently here right now. I know you guys have been feeling it. Some of you are acting it out as we speak. So we're going to be talking about all of that. We're going to be talking about all of that. We are really in some bipolar times. Some real bipolar times. Really, and I mean that in the most sweetest way. So we have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And, we're going to get into it. We're going to get right to it. So, you guys, let's see. Some more things that we're going to cover tonight. Make sure, as we get ready to get started, that you have something to write with. And make sure it's a blue pen, because we're going to talk about that. Make sure you have a blue pen, something to write with, so we can begin to work with that. Blue pen, something to write with. So now, the good thing about all of this work, particularly when it comes to the audio workbook, whether it comes to you working with the cards, any of that stuff, is that there is no quick fix. And I want you to know that. There's no shortcuts. No shortcuts. The work must be done. And you must do this. I've always talked about that in the beginning. Even when we start to talk about the readings, which we're going to go into next, because I want to share some pretty amazing things that happened this week in a reading, which is really going to take us into one of our subjects we'll be talking about tonight that has to do with past lives. And even here tonight, I'm going to reveal a past life that I went into of a person of interest, I'll say, at this particular time. This is one of the people of interest. We're going to talk about their past lives, and it's pretty cool. So I'll be sharing that with you guys. Oh, I'm kind of excited about this. So now, the one thing I do want to talk about is the reading. Now, typically what happens is, and this is something me and Sister Manya, we've known since we've been doing this work for quite a while, is each week it really sort of sets a tone. And just so you guys can kind of know sort of some of the sort of the inner workings of Miss Blue and how I get the title for the show, a lot of times even for the guests who come on, is based upon the energy that happens in the readings. A lot of times, you know, we always talk about knowing your magic. A big part of that is about the synchronicities. It's about things that are happening and things that are going on at the same time. For instance, I'll tell you something that was really, really kind of spooky. Last week when I did readings, every single person who I did a reading for last week, whether they were a baby, whether it was an adult, whether it didn't matter what part of the country or what part of the world they lived in, it didn't matter what their background was, their culture was. Every single person last week all had birthdays in the same month. All of their birthdays were in the same month, October. Every single one of them had a birthday in October. And you guys know that it takes quite a bit of time to get a reading from Miss Blue. So it makes you wonder what all of these people who were coming to the planet, maybe at different years, but they were coming to the planet around the same time, they all said, this was a good time for me to set up for my reading, and the divine time led them into all of them having the synchronicities. Yes, rising sun, led up to this moment. That was one of the synchronicities. The other thing that was really sometimes happens in the readings is a lot of times some of the goddesses, because I do many different types of readings. I do sacred sessions. I do God, Goddess, Numerica Akashic Record readings. I do Akashic Record readings. And I also do feng shui readings, and I do the readings for my baby, the baby lotus readings, and the glowing lotus readings, and the couple readings. So the interesting thing is for all the sacred sessions that I did, there were a particular goddess, and we're going to be talking about some of these goddesses and gods, that stepped forward for them to come help them. And I will see these, sometimes these goddesses won't show up for a while, they won't come, but these goddesses step forward and said, here I am, Miss Blue, here I am. I want to work with them. This is me over here. I'm going to help them get what they need. These goddesses came forward. So many different synchronicities as far as their names are concerned. I could tell you guys so many different stories about what situation, what things are going on in their life at this particular time. And so this is something that is definitely greater than just the energy that we brought to the planet. I brought that up as one synchronicity. But then there are times, absolutely times, when every single person that may have a reading for a particular day, even though they came to the planet at a different time, they may be man, they may be woman, they may be child, but they will all have something that intertwines them for that divine moment, for that divine moment. That's important to know because this, for me, and you guys can tell me how you feel about it, but this, for me, lets me know that we are a part of a divine soul group. We are truly a part of a divine soul group. Really, it is our divine soul group that we are connected to. And we're connected to on so many different levels that sometimes it's kind of scary to think about it. You know, sometimes it's a little like, woo, I'm connected to this person or that person. Wow. But we are connected, you know, and it really shows that there are so many things going on. So lots of great confirmations come out of these particular readings. And so many people have bared witness to them. Whenever I get you guys' reflections, you know, when I first started, I used to ask for those reflections all the time. And now I just kind of, if the spirit moves you to send a reflection, send it. And now I get more reflections than even when I was asking. People come back and say, oh, Miss Blue. So I want to throw a couple of those out here there because one of them is really, really funny to me, and this brother just has amazing energy, and he's listening. I did a reading for this brother, and I'm just going to tell you his online name. Hold up, Steve. We talked about Holup Steve before when I first did his reading, and we joked about it because that name, Holup Steve, was so funny to me, especially the story behind the whole Holup Steve. Well, Holup Steve sent me an email, and during his reading, one of the things I told him, I said, Steve, and his name is not even Steve. This is the funny thing, but we'll call him Steve here. I said, hold up, Steve. Right now, you're not working, are you? He said, no, I'm not. He said, Miss Blue, I've been looking for a job, and I've been applying different places, and I've been kind of working on it, but nothing's come through. I said, you know what? You're going to get a job. I said, but you know what? It's actually going to be the company that you're working for. They're actually going to call you and ask you to come back. And he said, no, just, you know, given the circumstances that happened, Ms. Blue, I don't think that's going to happen. I said, I'm telling you, this is really coming in pretty strong here. I really want you to hold on to this and go with this. Well, that was a couple of months ago. Hold up, Steve emailed me and said, oh, my goodness, Ms. Blue, you are not going to believe where I'm at this moment. I am sitting at my desk at my office. The company I used to work for calls me back, and I got my job back, and I'm working for them. And he said, I just want to go ahead and just tell you, hey, thank you so much, because that really did come, and I opened myself up to that. So I want to talk about this example, because a lot of times what happens is this is not about some hocus pocus. This is not about some let me wave the wand or me over here trying to puppeteer someone else's life. Because anyone who knows me, and I know you guys do more than anyone, Miss Blue don't get down with anybody puppeteering her, for real. So I wouldn't want to do it to anyone else. A lot of times what happens, and this is for myself, even though I don't call myself this or these things, because I'm really just not into titles like that, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't mean it won't work for you. It doesn't mean that you don't need to do it. But for me, I just rather be Blue, me. I just rather be me. But a lot of psychics, a lot of mediums, what they do when they get into that energy is that they can actually see things if absolutely nothing changed. Same thing I do. So I can tell you 99.9% what will happen if nothing changes. But here's where I want you to understand my concept of magic, of how I've come to understand what that is. Magic for me is truly living life with a purpose. You guys know, since you've been hearing me and me've been opening my mouth, I've been telling you it is all about your intention. Because one thing I know for sure in doing this work is that we're not here free-falling. Nobody. No one is here just free-falling. When you set an intention, when you begin to start putting out your intention, when you begin to start putting out your magic, when you can make a greater individual commitment to yourself, because that's what magic is, you're making a greater individual commitment in your life. This is why the shit is so magical. How magic would it be if you just took a moment and made a greater individual commitment in your own life? We commit to relationships, we commit to jobs that don't care about us, we commit to friends that shit on us, we commit to neighborhoods that we don't want to stay in, we commit to, this is interesting, we commit to gyms that we know we don't want to go to, we commit to cell phone companies, we commit to internet companies. We commit to everything. But when was the last time you did some real magic? Magic with yourself. This is why I'm all about inner magic. That's it. I'm not interested in doing magic on anything or anyone else. That's not my work. Magic. Making a greater individual commitment to yourself. That's real magic. And so we're going to talk about that because I've been on this quest for a while with magic. So you can go back many different ways. You can go back and you can listen in the archives and you can see that. You can listen to the hours and hours upon shows. Everyone who's come into the remix and every guest who's been on the platform through the audiobook, through the Know Your Magic cards, the Kim deck, through the readings, all of this is about magic. And I did a reading for a pretty amazing brother this week. Everyone this week was really amazing. You guys always are. And, you know, one of the things that I also say for me, I'm very, very blessed, and I feel honored to be in this position to be able to have this divine exchange. Because this is very sacred. That's why the very first session that I offered is the sacred session. Because it is so sacred, you understand? And that time that we get to spend together, we are really doing some magic. We're making a greater individual commitment, not just you, but also myself. And so that helps to keep me in alignment. We're all doing this together. So for those of you out there, whether you're readers, whether you have your own business that you're doing, maybe you're following your spiritual path, I invite you to take that in, to know that anyone that comes before you, I don't care if you're doing music, I don't care if you're painting, you're drawing, I don't care if you're sewing, I don't care if you're cooking, know that you're doing magic. And every time you have an exchange between someone who comes to you or someone you engage with, it's magic. I had a reading with a brother this week, and one of the things that he kind of shared with me was that he was a little uneasy about the word magic. And even though he had done a lot of work and done a lot of studies, he still somewhat felt a little uncomfortable with using the term magic. And so we talked about that because we all have our different definitions and meanings, and this isn't about wrong or right. But I explained to him what magic was to me. Not some trickery, not some shortcut, not some way to get over, but it was really, really about living life with a purpose and making a greater individual commitment to yourself. And he got it. And then as the reading went on, because he was a little skeptical, even in the reading, to see where that fit in for him, he was able to have his own revelations, as many of you bear witness to when you have readings with me. And he was also able to see where he was creating magic already. So there was a situation he was telling me about, and we'll just call him Orion's daddy, where it came into the naming of his son and just some synchronicities that began to happen, not only with himself but also his wife, that really just gave validation. And then when I began to bring these things up to him in the reading, he knew without a shadow of a doubt there was absolutely no way in this world, in any world, that I could have known any of those things that I knew about him and his family unless it was, you guessed it, magic. Unless it was magic. So I wanted to share that with you guys because this quest, this journey that I've been on and really just creating sort of this pathwork for modern magic and what it means today and how it's connected to you, because that's been a big thing for me first coming into consciousness. I had to always be able to see how this was connected to me. That was my magic. And so I give that to you. just wanted to share some of those things with you guys. And tonight, one of the things I'm going to be doing, I want everyone to get out their Kim deck, because I'm going to give you a Kim spread, a new Kim spread that you can begin to use. And this is everyone who has the Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle deck. If you don't have it, you should get it, but you can use it with other decks too. That's just how magical this shit is. It'll work with that deck too, but it'll definitely work with the Kim deck. I just said that because you guys get such a kick. Why do y'all get a kick out of me cursing sometimes? Why do y'all get a kick out of that? That's silly. Y'all are silly. Oh, my goodness. So you're going to get that. So if you have your Kim decks nearby, bring your Kim decks out with you. We're going to be doing this spread as we get ready to continue to talk about this modern-day magic and everything that it entails and what's going on. The other thing I want to talk about is the energy that's here. It's been here for some time. I want you guys, if you're new to listening to this, I want you to go all the way back. Yeah, isn't that a song? I want you to go all the way back to the very, very beginning. Last year, January, December, somewhere around there where we did the show Cosmic Pie. And start with Cosmic Pie because there was a lot of predictions that was in Cosmic Pie that we talked about. I want you to go back to Cosmic Pie and start listening. And this is how you will get yourself kind of caught up to where we are, because there was a lot of predictions that I made that have already happened this year, and you can see where we're moving from here. Now, we haven't danced yet, have we? Okay, let's get ready to dance. We're going to listen to Baby Blue. And by the way, I want to invite you guys to contact me with some ideas and suggestions. You can put it up on the Remix Facebook page. You can also put it up on Twitter. And I'll see if we're going to do Twitter tonight. Facebook page, put it up on Twitter as well, the Remix Family Group, about Family Night. I really want to get Family Night in this month. So some ideas, suggestions. I got tons of them. But if you guys have some suggestions about some of the things you want to do, encompass the whole family in this, then, you know, I'm certainly open to that. So I want you to start posting those things on the Remix Family page. Over there, you can send me an email to Question for Blue. You know, that is always an option. Lots of things come into Question for Blue. Just put in the subject line, Family Night, so I know that that's what it is. So put Family Night up there, you know, whatever it is, whatever comes to you. I want you guys, I want this to be about all of us, you know, our tribe here, you guys, everything we do in the tribe here. So put that up so we can talk about how we're going to make that happen and what to do there, okay? We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then I want you to get yourself up, stand up wherever you are. We're going to get ready to dance, and then we're going to start moving into some more modern magic and lots of other good things, talking about past lives and things that we do right here on the Remix. And we'll be right back, and we'll do the spread. We're going to do all of that, rituals, give out some goddesses, do our vision quest. Boy, we got a lot to get in tonight, so let's get it. All right, everyone.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
everyone. Let me catch my breath. I was over here dancing. That's Evelyn Champagne King, and You Make My Love Come Down. Oh. Too funny. Too funny. You guys know you was enjoying that. You guys know you enjoy that. If you've never heard that, I know some of you youngsters, some of you babies out there. DJ said, your mom said play it again. I know that's right. I really want to play it again. I really do. Maybe we'll play it on our way out. We got so much to cover, you guys. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys in the forum tonight. Modern magic, you guys. Modern magic and past lives is what we're talking about here tonight as we get into the forum. So, whew. Oh, wow. You guys are calling for an encore. I'm telling you, that was a good jam right there. Yes, yes, yes. Some real old school. Some real old school, but some good music for the soul, for the spirit, and just to really kind of help to get you in that vibration. All right, you guys. So we're going to keep going because we have a lot of things, like I said, we're going to be covering. Now, let's talk about past lives here. We've been talking about it a little bit. Yes, I like this. I like this. I'm sorry, you guys. You know I'm all over the place. There we go. All right, I like this. Oh, no, not that. Wait a minute. Hold on, you guys. Sorry. All right, so there we go. All right, so listen, we're going to be talking about past lives tonight. We're going to be talking about modern magic. And if you guys want to get on Twitter and jump on Twitter and join the conversation, you can do that. So Esther has set us up with our sacred space over on Twitter. All you have to do is hit the pound sign. So pound sign, remix, R-E-M-I-X, pass, P-A-S-S, life, L-I-F-E. So all you have to do, go to Twitter, hit the pound sign, and remix past life. Is how you're going to get in. That's going to be the channel you're going to get in on. Remix Past Life, pound sign, remix Past Life, get in over there. And so we can start the Twitter connection going and start to chat about it and read your thoughts that you have over there. So now, we're going to keep talking about past lives tonight because this was something that came to me and I'm like, ooh, yes. First time ever done this here, so we're going to be doing this here, right here live on the forum. As you guys know, I do past life readings, and for those of you who had your past life readings from me, I'm sure that you can bear witness to what it has done for you, still doing for you, it's really exciting. You've heard many of us talk about it here on the forum. Brother Panic has spoke about it himself. Just some of his own personal testimony with it when I did the past life reading for his sister and his, you know, and himself, and just many of you guys. So let me tell you what happened. So I'm just going to kind of take you guys through this process. The first thing I want to ask you guys, I don't know if you've done this, so I'm just going to ask you. Most of the time I'm in sessions and readings, or I'm getting caught up on email. By the way, I love getting emails from you guys. Please don't stop. I've been responding to them. I know I may be a few months behind, but I still answer those emails, every single one of those, and Sister Manya lets me know. And a lot of times what I'm over here doing is I'm sending you magic. I'm able to tap into that universal magic, and I send that universal magic out to you. So if you have a situation in there, and Sister Manya has told you that she has passed it on to me, know that Miss Blue's over there sending you magic. So I will send you magic and still have them sending you magic. So know that, okay? So I'm constantly doing that, and I will do that. So I always will send that magic to you guys if I don't get to you right away. But keep sending those emails. I love hearing your stories. I love hearing the work that you guys are doing because so many of you have done so much work. I love hearing what has gone. And I love hearing all of that. I really love connecting with you with all of that. So, you know, that's pretty amazing there. So keep doing that. Question, the number 4blue@gmail.com. And, of course, if you want to hear about any of the readings that I do, you can get information on that there as well. So now, how many of you, and I'll ask you guys this, how many of you have watched the presidential debate that's been going on? Have you been watching that? If you're in the chat room, put a heart in the room. And if you're on the phone line for me, press 1 and let me know if you've watched it. Just press 1. I want to know how many of you have been watching that. So some of you have watched that. Okay. Okay. So you've glanced at it. Quite a few of you on the phone here have watched that. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. One thing I'll say, it's not that I didn't want to watch it, but I pretty much have my mind made up, and I'm not talking about a spiritual mind in that sense, but I'm saying just me, Blue, I have my mind made up, so it's really not, I'm not in between trying to decide who I need to vote for, if that makes sense to you guys. I'm not trying to decide that. I don't think it's any secret. Any of you guys who have listened to the remix for quite a while, a couple of years, know that when President Obama was making his reign to run for office, I was very active in his campaign. In fact, the lawyers, some of the law students, I should say, who were from Howard Law School actually came on the remix and did a show and talked about their experience of working on the campaign trail. And it was through their experience with these young law students who were about to graduate, many of them that have, and I still keep in touch with quite a few of them who have been on the show before, talked about their experience going out working as the legal team and working in different capacities for the president's team. Yeah, really strong grassroots team. And some amazing young brothers and sisters from Howard University came on to speak about that. In fact, I think I still have that banner up on my MySpace page. You know, I can't even tell you when I get it. I don't even know how to open the doors over there, much less go back over there. But one of the things that was really, really cool is that that gave me an opportunity to really kind of explore that side a little bit more. And so that was sort of my quest. I worked with that campaign when it was taking off and did a lot of ground roots in that sector for that, for President Obama. So now, the reason I wanted to know how many of you watched the debate, how many of you seen the last debate that came on? The last debate that came on. Okay. So you guys seen this recent debate. Okay, so I'm there, and I'm watching the debate. But I really can't watch it because I'm doing readings. So I'm like, you know, I kind of wanted to see this one, but I didn't get a chance to see it. So in between sessions, I'm cutting on the television, cutting it off, cutting it on, cutting it off. And so I didn't get to see it. Well, the next day, a couple of days later, I was doing some email, checking some email online. And so I opened up the homepage, and there was a picture of Michelle Obama, and Ann Romney. And they both had pink suits on. Did you guys see this? Did anyone else see that? They both had pink suits on. Michelle Obama was wearing a cold-blooded, bright pink Michael Kors two-piece dress jacket suit. Did you guys see that? Did y'all see that? I know the sisters can appreciate that outfit. Well, Ann Romney also had on that same exact pink color outfit. So I'm going to ask you guys, because this is something I've done from time to time. I'm going to ask you guys in the chat room. I want you guys to tell me. Tell me why you think they both had that same pink outfit on. Tell me what you thought. And I'm going to tell you guys some things about that pink outfit. Okay, let me see. Okay, LaBlue said she thinks it's for breast cancer awareness. Yo, Lisa said pink is about love, it's about relationships, it's about attraction. Colleen Mar said pink has to do with divine love. Fetty says that. Oh, hold on a second. I think it's somebody that don't want to be here. I need to help them out really quick. I love helping people out. You know, that's what I do. All right. Okay. So now, yeah, that's what I thought. So now, here we go. So that caught my attention. You know, definitely I could say, definitely I can say that it was a beautiful outfit that Michelle Obama had on. It was a very, very beautiful outfit. But when I looked at that pink, I did not see those things that you guys seen. I did not see those things that you guys seen. I didn't see that. I didn't see that at all. Those were not some of the things that came across. So let's talk about it, because you guys know how I love colors. You know how I love colors. You know how I love colors and working with, whether it's auras or whether it's energies and all of these things. I want to talk about that pink. When this is what I'm going to tell you I got from that. When that color pink came up, I would say somewhere on a conscious level, yeah, breast cancer awareness. This is a very powerful month for breast cancer awareness. And one of the things, I want to talk about the different shades of pink, because different shades of pink means different things. A lot of times when I'm telling you guys about your aura, that pink, it means different things depending on the intensity of the color, where it's located at on the body, and which level of the aura it's being picked up in. Because the aura has about 7 levels, whole nother story. I discovered about 12, 7 connected to the different levels, and then another 5 that's connected to some things completely different, but we won't go there right now. But one of the things that I will say is that that shade of pink that she had on was, it had a lot to do with a lot of things, but it definitely was not about, it was not about love in that way. That pink was battle. And so we know that for anyone who's had anyone who's suffered from breast cancer or have gone through any of those things, it was about the battle. See, to put on that particular shade of pink, which has more violet and it has more blue in it than anything, that pink, really, yes, a hot pink, excellent goddess, hot pink, was sending a very, very defined message. That particular message, when it came to this particular debate, because of what happened during the first debate, was Michelle Obama sitting in her rightful place saying that she takes responsibility for everything that is going to happen at this particular moment, at this particular time, and what was going to go down in this debate tonight. In fact, what she was sending the message out to the Romney team was to pick up your pink slip, because it stops here. pink is the color of power. And a lot of times when we see pink, we've been so conditioned by this particular world that we think that pink is just a feminine color. But pink is not a feminine color. Pink, in fact, is what I like to call a bridging color, because pink is the balance between the spiritual and the material realm. Pink is what balances that energy out. The masculine and the physical in the feminine. So the masculine and the feminine is where pink is what balances it out. That balances it out. So stay with me here, you guys, because I'm going to show you where this led me, and all because I was going to check my mail. All because I was going to check my mail. So that pink, that very powerful Michael Kors dress, which I can't wait to get my hands on it. I think I have one pink suit in my closet that is that hot pink. Sisters can attest to this, and so brothers, you can pay attention. Do you know how bad you got to be to wear a pink suit? Do you know what type of estrogen you got to have flowing inside of you to wear a hot pink suit? Brothers, if you ever see a woman in hot pink, check it out. Bring your A game. Sisters will tell you, bring your A game. I'm not talking about baby pink. I'm not talking about powder pink. I'm talking about hot fuchsia pink. That takes a lot to pull it off. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your education is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what that is. You got to really have it together. And I've seen brothers in hot pink, too. I'm sure they're bridging the gap. I'm sure. So, no, that pink is really that color. And this is also why different shades of pink is connected with the heart chakra, because it bridges that gap. And we know the heart bridges the gap between the spiritual and the material realm. So it bridges that gap between that. It just really bridges that gap. It stands for responsibility, no doubt. And we're talking about this very, very fuchsia pink color. Now, here's something else that I want you to know, that you will see a lot of different companies, when they're trying to make their stake, their claim, they will use this color pink. And by the way, Breast Cancer Awareness has changed their color to fuchsia hot pink. The reason that they changed their color, and this is all Miss Blue saying this now, the reason that I believe they changed their color is because they had to shift where the consciousness was. When you start to look at other colors of pink, that lighter color pink, that is about fear. That's fear. Pink also embodies the colors of fear. And even if you begin to start to look up breast cancer awareness, they will tell you what that pink means. And one of that is fear of breast cancer. So we want to know why for decades this did not work for them. Because how could you tell me that you want me to fear this? And so as a result of it, there was a study that was done at a university, I want to say Howard University, where they did the color pink and the impact of the color pink and breast cancer awareness with women. What did that pink ribbon sort of kind of symbolize? What did that symbolize for women? A couple of things that they found, they thought they were going to get enough color or enough energy from women in their testimonies about the pink to support that. But as a result, it is a color that most women tend to stay away from. I like pink, and I know most sisters like pink, but I want to ask you, when was the last time you wore pink? When was the last time you wore it? You may like it, but when was the last time you found yourself in a pink outfit? And not because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think it's true and an honest statement to say for most of us, particularly women who are in the professional working environment, I know we're all spiritual, but I need you guys to be real with me right here. Because you know that if you are a woman and you're working in this physical environment, unless you work somewhere like Victoria's Secret, who, by the way, changed their pink to a more intense color pink also, you are not showing up in a pink outfit because it is shown as a sign of weakness. So, yes, we're spiritual now. And so we have no fear of color. We recognize what it means to ourselves. But when we begin to look across the board and you look out, I know when I'm out and about day to day, I do not see a whole lot of men, women, children walking around in pink. You don't see it. I see it this month because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And many can identify with that, both men and women. So I want you to just think about that. So the color of the pink change, and let's keep going with this, because I want to give you some more of the spiritual side of understanding what this richness of this pink color is all about. This particular color of pink, where does it show up? If we had to begin to start to look at the soul body the soul body, I call it, or the aura body, where would this pink show up? I told you guys this before, but I want to know if you guys want to know this. Where would this pink show up? This sort of this hot pink. This hot pink shows up. You know where it shows up at? It shows up when you are starting to look exactly. It shows up in the head, above the head. A couple of things. If you have pink on, because every color has a bipolar, which we're going to talk about that. It has what is called a charge side, and we have a side that is, I guess you could say, not really negative. It has a charge side, and then it has a side that is really draining. So, pink, what happens is pink is about awareness. And this is even why when you hear people say Breast Cancer Awareness Month and they have the pink. But pink shows up in the head. It shows up in the hair. It shows up in the crown. It shows up in that part. It is a stimulant. So a lot of time when you're reaching into that energy where all healing begins, we talked about this in the Re and the Ur show with the elements. It is in the 11th and the 12th chakra where this pink shows up. It is more of a magenta color, and you will see it just above the person's head. It shows up in their head, their physical head. If you want to know where it is in the body, it shows up in the head, and it shows up in your hair, right on your crown, in the crown. So a lot of times you'll get headaches. This is from too much stimulation going on. And right now, many of you are, this is one of the things that you're dealing with, migraine headaches, having issues of blood, having issues that are affecting blood pressure, diabetes, water retention, things of dealing with blood issues. All of these things are going on at this particular time. It has a lot to do with all of this energy. A lot of you can't sleep. You're staying up at night. You're trying to lay down, but you're waking up in the middle of the night. You can't sleep. You can't rest. And so many of you are at the crossroads. There's a major decision. There is something getting ready to happen, and you're waiting. You're either on the wait side of something or you're on the other side of trying to make something happen. So we're going to get into that. The color pink is an empowering color. It's a color. It's about the essence of the self. This is what it connects to. That fuchsia pink connects to the essence of the self. Hot pink is also the color that sends out a warning signal that says, stay clear of this. Michelle Obama was sitting in her rightful place, and she was saying, stay clear of this. It's the color of self-love. A lot of times what happens, let's talk about babies here for a second. Have you ever noticed, and for those of you who have babies, have you ever noticed that when a baby is sitting in someone's lap and they're looking up or they're laying down, it looks like they're looking right above their head? Have you noticed that? And sometimes, a lot of times, parents would say, we would look up and say, what are you looking at? You know, maybe in the olden days, people would say, oh, the babies see angels, which they do. They do see angels and they see spirits. But let me tell you what else babies see more than anything. They see auras. They are looking at the aura. So this is one of the things that I say in the baby lotus readings and also with the glowing lotus reading. If your child ever cries and doesn't want to go to a person, do not make the baby go. Do not make the child go, because what they're reading is the person's aura. Now, let me be clear here. This has absolutely nothing to do whether the person is a good person or a bad person. Sometimes. A lot of cases, what happens with children and babies is that they recognize the auras that are around them. And whenever the baby sees an aura of somebody that doesn't match the aura of their mothers and fathers, they instantly will cry. They recognize that. That's what they're reading. They're reading that aura. So that's what they're seeing. When they're looking above your head, they're reading that 11th chakra. By the way, if you didn't hear that show, you need to go back and listen to it, because that 11th chakra is where all healing takes place. And that energy begins to permeate through the palms of the hands and the bottom of the feet. Now, let's talk about dogs. You know, I've always heard, and people tell me, that dogs only see things in black and white. That's not true. And I found that not to be true, because dogs are the only ones. Dogs not only, can see black and white. Dogs can see auras. They see auras. That's what they're reading. A dog can read your aura. They can read your aura. So you can walk by a dog. I used to do walking with one of my neighbors at one time. We used to walk sometime, and there was a dog, and he would constantly act like he's trying to get out the gate, so she didn't want to walk on that side of the street. I walked over there. The dog did not bark. They can read auras. That's what dogs can do. The reason I wanted to specifically talk about dogs is because that's kind of an unknown fact. We know about cats. If you want to build your intuition and you want to work with that, get a cat. A cat will teach you that. We know that. But dogs, a lot of times people don't really give that symbology to dogs. But dogs can read auras, and they're very good at it. So just kind of wanted to throw that tidbit in there, but really recognizing this very, very powerful color of pink. And so while pink is so prevalent this month, I will just encourage all of you to get you some hot pink. You need to have something hot pink, because, again, it is the bridge. It's that color that bridges the gap between the spiritual and the material realm. And this is really, really, really where you bridge this gap at. It's a very powerful place. So as I begin to keep looking at Michelle Obama and go through this, and I'm going to try to get through most of this as much as possible. So here's another thing that I want to tell you guys. Let me say this with children. You can give children crayons, and this is important for you guys who have children. is when you give children and you tell them to color, don't never try to suck them into one thing. Don't try to make them color something a certain color. This is why when they color pictures of the family, sometimes mama can be blue and daddy can be green and their baby brother can be orange and their sister can be red. All of these different colors. When they're coloring the elephant can be green and you're looking like, no, don't color the elephant green. No, don't color mommy blue. This is why you can do this, because children are, they're coloring the auras that they see. They're actually coloring out the auras that they see. So real powerful stuff there that this can be used. A lot of times, you know, the school systems wants to force the kids to color in a certain pattern and to color things. No, you know, giraffes are black and white. They're not orange. But that's the color that child is seeing. And a lot of times they're picking up the aura of who they identify with. So if you have them color different animals, you can ask them, who is the zebra? They may say, daddy's the zebra, or so-and-so, grandma's the giraffe. You know, they're going to tell you. Mm-hmm. So these are some other things. We're going to take some questions. I see you guys have some questions, but let's continue to move, because I want to move on. Then one of the things I decided to do, and this is something that I haven't done, because for me, you guys know, I don't give anybody a reading unless you ask for it. I just don't do that. I don't believe in that, and I don't do that. It's not necessary. If you don't ask, you don't get. I don't give it out. I only give it out if you ask me. And so one of the things that I wanted to do, I was inspired to do, was to go into Michelle's Akashic Record reading. And I wanted to see what came up. She's a very unique lady and a very powerful lady in her own right. A sister that accomplished a lot. You know, she's a lawyer by trade. That was one of the things that she went to school to do. But there were some other very uniqueness things there. And I went into her Akashic Record reading, and here's a couple of things that came out. And let me preference this before I go in, because there's been a lot of talk about this, you know, her connection when it came to ancient Kemet, to Egypt. And, yes, she has a very, very strong divine ancient connection there too. I'll say this again here for the record. I've done thousands of past life readings at this particular time. And for brothers and sisters all over the world, all different backgrounds, all different nationalities, from all different places, cultures, spiritual systems, religious systems, schools of thought. And one of the things that I've come to know, and I even cringe to give out this number, but most everyone has had more than 100 past lives. We talked about this in the other show, and this is one of the reasons I don't go in just for past lives, because you've had hundreds of them. So I wanted to go in to see what was impacting Michelle at this particular time, her strength, her courage, her poise, everything about her. What was impacting her the most? And I'm going to tell you what I found, and then I'm going to tell you how I went back and verified that channel. So when I went into her records and I seen her, it was a pretty ancient record, a very interesting record. She was in the East when I caught up with her, which was quite interesting. She was in the East. And she was actually in Japan. And she was the wife of a very, very noble and royal samurai. She was the wife of a samurai. And she had several children. She actually had three, interesting enough, two girls and a boy. She had three children. And her husband was very, very close to the emperor. And he was a samurai. And when I caught up with Michelle, she was actually practicing fighting. She was dressed like a samurai. So I thought that was quite interesting. She was dressed like a samurai. And in this particular life, she was very tentative to the needs of her husband and to her children. Her husband wanted to make sure that if anything happened to him, that she would be able to carry on. And so day in and day out, she trained as a samurai warrior. She trained her fighting skills, her strength, her arms, her position. And the other thing that I've seen her do is she worked with dye, with dyeing clothes. She knew how to dye clothes, and there was this stick with yarn on it where she was even picking out the different types of materials and different types of clothing where she learned how to make this dye. She was very affluent when it came to poetry, when it came to writing. She would practice for hours her writing skills and her poetry and working with these different textiles, materials, and dyes. The last time that her husband left to go to war, he was killed. So she was there. And it seems like there was some sort of invasion where she knew that her husband's last words was for her to protect their land, their family, and to raise their children. So she knew how to fight. And they attempted to come and take their land and take their property and take their things, but she was able to fight them off. And through her fighting them off, what happened, she didn't escape without a wound. The one wound that she did have is that she was wounded in her eye. And so she lost the sight of one eye. And so she wore a patch. And after that, she stayed and she passed on these skills to her children. And she protected her land and where she was. So that's the channel I got. And I thought to myself, that makes sense. But let's see how much it really makes sense, because I don't know. So I started to do a search, and I said, let me see if Michelle has ever gone to Japan. I wanted to know, because I know that that's, in any presidency, that's a very key point, is to travel to Japan. Because of that connection. And so when I went to go to trace that, I kept getting all of these documents, all of these things that said Michelle did not accompany her husband on the trip to Japan. And I thought, that's strange, but not so strange. And for those of you who've had Akashic Record readings, you understand. Because 9 times out of 10, what happens is either you have a very strong love for this particular life that's impacting you, or it's something that makes you stray completely away from it. So I went to go see if I could find out why she didn't go, because the media thought it was such an important trip that she should have been there. And I thought maybe it was something major going on that she had to attend to. And what I found from one of the most reputable articles I could find, the reason she didn't go is because she wanted to stay back and support her children. She wanted to stay back and support her children. That's why she didn't go. I kept looking because I thought, that's interesting. That's your explanation you're going to give on one of the most powerful connections, but it makes sense. She wouldn't go back there because of that memory. A lot of times it works both ways, but she didn't go back, I'm saying, because of that memory. Now, when the First Lady of Japan met Michelle, out of her own mouth, guess what her words were? And I want you to think about this connection that Japanese Americans, Japanese, the Japanese culture has with American culture, particularly when it comes to Black culture. You know, some people. Some people have nothing else to do. So now, I said, well, here's the thing. Let me see if I can find anything on that. Well, when the First Lady of Japan met Michelle, she said that Michelle was her role model, her fashion role model. Then I remember seeing her work with the dyes and the different clothes. This is why nobody can touch Michelle Obama. She can take a $2 suit and make it look like $1 million. Because she's worked with fabrics and textiles and dyes. She understands about clothing, not to mention the Japanese culture and their dressing of the silks and some of the finest garments in the world, which we had in ancient Kemet in Africa as well. But in this particular life, this is where a lot of that came from. Yes, that whole artistry, everything about it, from how she carries herself. Think about how active she was in this fitness for our children in America. She works out on a regular basis. This is from her Samaran training that she got. In an interview, she talked about how she knew that a big part of her duties was to support the president, her husband, and anything that he wanted to do. She is definitely the ride or die chick that stands behind her man. A lot that is impacting her coming into this particular presidency has to do with that connection. There are many different pictures of her, Michelle, and the First Lady of Japan, and how close they have become because they were connected in a past life together. When she was learning about the textiles, when she was learning about how to make the dyes and all of these different things. And not only that, I found a picture of when the First Lady of Japan came to the U.S., Michelle Obama and a group of children, Michelle Obama planted a cherry blossom tree in their honor. How many of you know what the cherry blossom tree stands for when it comes to the mythology coming out of the East? Does anybody know? Yes, the cherry blossom is pink. It certainly is. It is a pink tree. It has the pink leaves. But one of the things in a lot of the myths with the cherry blossom, it's said to believe that the souls of those who have passed on, the souls of the honorable ones who have passed on, are in the petals of the cherry blossom. So how fitting was it for Michelle to be planting a cherry blossom tree in honor of a past time, in honor for a past time. So I wanted to share that with you guys. That's the channel that I got to share that particular past life. I thought that was really, really cool. And I thought that was really, really cool, really fascinating and amazing. And it really helped me to gain some insight on just where Michelle gets her strength, where she's able to maintain her composure, and damn, why she dresses so damn well. Why she can dress so well. That's a dressing chick. She can take a dress out of Target and make it look like $1 million. Yes, yes, yes. So just a little fun with that. It's a whole lot that I got in that channel, but I definitely kind of wanted to let you guys go there. And just to let you know, I was inspired by that all through that pink outfit. So I say that to you guys, too. When you feel inspired about something, go in with an open mind. You know, just go in with an open mind, not expecting to find anything. I was looking at that wonderful dress that she had on and really admiring that. And here I end up going into her Akashic Records and getting a past life out of it and everything. And just powerful information. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah. Pink, very powerful color. It helps to bridge the gap between the spiritual world and also between the material world. We're going to talk about in a little bit how to begin to use these colors. And as far as Ann Romney, I did go into that, but we won't have enough time to talk about it right here, but we will get to it, I promise you, because I wanted to go into that. We're not doing any of these things by accident. I don't care if it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You're not walking around with pink on your most important day unless you have a divine connection with it. And so know that. Mm-hmm. Know that. Know that. Know that. Modern magic in past lives, you guys. We are live in the remix. This is what I want everyone on the phone lines to do. Go ahead and press 1 again if you pressed 1 earlier, so that you can take your hand down, because we are getting ready to do the vision quest. I'm going to set this up. And then once we do the vision quest, then you guys can come on and share and we can talk a little bit and I can hear from you guys. Live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And just keep going. Just some powerful things here, you guys. I wanted to share that with you. I really enjoyed going in her records. And, you know, one of the things I did go back today and look, because I didn't know that women got trained as samurais. And really, I guess they didn't get trained as samurais, really. What happened is that they would train the wives of the samurais, warriors. They would train the warriors' wives as well. So, you know, I went back and verified all of that information and then was able to bring it up to modern time to look at even the connection between Michelle now and the First Lady of Japan, and even her not taking that trip and the reason she didn't go on that trip, and even her wearing this pink, her planting the cherry blossom tree, and just where she gets her poise, her elegance, and everything. Her, she was wounded, and I want to say it was her right eye that she got wounded in, and she wore a patch over there, but still in all of her adornments and all of her gowns and her silks and how she dressed herself and raised her children, just very proud. So she carries that air of royalty, and she still carries that air today. So that was just one of them. I'm sure, like all of us, we have hundreds. She has hundreds as well, too. So really cool stuff. Really cool stuff, you guys. Okay, so now we're going to get ready to take a vision quest, but we need to talk about something before we do. And this is going to bring us into this time. She has a what? Someone in the room says she has a lazy eye, sort of a lazy eye. Does she? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. But that would make sense. That would definitely make sense. Because that was in a wound. She got that wounded defending her family. So know what that symbolically means is that she will do anything for her family, and she has. If you didn't hear the show, Brother Bobby Hemmett did powerful things when the last election came up, just talking about, and now that I think about it, everything was about her outfit, from what she wore and how she was dressed and the clothing. She's very careful about the color combination she picks out. And when I was reading an article that even her and the First Lady of Japan, they swap stories about how they dress their husbands and how they dress themselves. They pick out the clothes for their husbands. Two sharp, powerful ladies that have a divine connection. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, you guys. So now let's talk about the times that we're in. Lately, if you guys have been in the chat room, you notice that I've been writing the word bipolar. Bipolar a lot. Now, I'm not talking about the disorder of bipolar. I'm talking about the poles shifting. This is something that we've been talking about for years. And on the recent shows that have come up in the last couple of months, I told you about us being in this new era of aura gen. Aura meaning your aura. So everything that's in your aura, everything that is there is coming to the forefront. And then the gen is the genius within you. The origin is the name that divinely was given to me for this new era we've been in for some time. So I want to talk about now, because many of you may have some things that are flaring up in your life at this particular time. I've been getting lots of emails about bipolar situations. Either the person being bipolar, somebody in their family being bipolar, and really having certain episodes happening to them at this time. I'm not a medical doctor, but you guys know I am a holistic practitioner. That's one of the things that I do, coupled by all the other modern magic. This origin is not to be confused with the age of Aquarius. As I told you guys, I'm going to tell you what era we're in, the age, and it's not Aquarius. We'll talk about that. So now, these different pole shiftings is causing a lot of things to be happening at this particular time. I'm going to give you some cases, like I told you earlier, staying up at night, not being able to sleep is one of them. Lots of confusion on the mental level. Thoughts running through your head, not being able to calm your mind to any degree. Loss of memory is one. Sugar diabetes, not being able to be controlled. I've seen a lot of these cases come up. High blood pressure is going to be impacted by this. Your blood pressure is not going to be able to be stabilized. I've been getting a lot of this. Insomnia is running rampant for some people. High blood pressure. Diabetes being off, not being able to balance it. Lots of cases of schizophrenia. Now, what's happening is that there's a lot of shifts going on. So the brother and the father that came on the show, the brother that works for NASA and his father who came on with him, who was also an engineer, they talked about this pole shifting, this magnetic pull that was going on. And any time there is a pulling force on energy, magnetic energy, it's going to impact you. It's a lot of movement going on out into the cosmos that's going on, and this is going to impact you. You have many different layers in your aura. So a lot of times what happens is you have an environmental layer in your aura, which is called your life level or your life aura. This is impacted by the environment that you live in. So a lot of times you're going to feel these different things. The planets are moving, and they're coming into different alignments, an alignment that hasn't happened for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. 600 and something years. So you're going to feel this just as much as if you live in North Carolina and you decide to take a trip to Colorado and go up into the mountains. That altitude is going to impact you. So for those of us who are sensitive to a lot of different things, it's going to impact you. So tonight we're going to talk about how we can begin to bring this energy into balance. How you can begin to bring these energies into balance for yourself. All of these different things that are coming up, these different alignments, this pole shifting that's going on with everyone. So I want you to know that there's going to be some more drastic shifts that are coming up, some more drastic pulls that are coming up here. Some of you are feeling it right now, and you're going to feel it over the course, I'm going to say about 21 days, you're going to feel this change, this shift that's coming. And I'm always, you know, in the position, it's better to be prepared than to not be prepared for things. So we're going to do this vision quest here, this magical vision quest. So I want you guys to get yourself ready. I want you to make sure that you have a blue ink pen. And no, I didn't say blue because I'm blue and I just want you to write in blue. The reason I want you to write in blue ink, and I want you guys to understand this, I'm going to tell you things from a couple of different levels. First, you want to always write in blue when possible, particularly if you're signing any kind of important documents or anything. And the reason that you want to write in blue is because blue cannot be copied. And if you copy something that is in blue ink, you will always be able to find the original because it's blue. If you write something in black ink, you won't know if you got a copy or if you have the original. And many people I've seen in my play life and also in my spiritual life gets duped on things because they're writing with a black pen. And a lot of times they will tell you to sign it in black. You know why? Because if they make a copy, you don't know if you got the original or not. So for this spiritual exercise for all of my modern magic magicians, we're going to write in blue ink because we want to stay with the original. And when you're writing rituals for yourself about things that happen and you write it in blue ink, you will always stay authentic and true to yourself. If you're writing in black ink, you don't know if you're copying it. And when I say that, whether you're copying it from your conscious mind, which is where your ego is coming from, you want to write in blue ink so you can stay true to your spiritual higher self. So blue gets you out the ego. It helps you to stay true. So you want to begin to write that down in blue. So that's why we're going to be using blue. Okay, so there you go. In case somebody just thinks I wanted you to use blue because I just want to say blue. I don't think so. All right. So now we're going to be doing this particular vision quest. I'm going to give you guys a minute. And happy for those of you who write in blue. a lot of times, you know, there's many colors that you can write in. One of the things, the color they tell you that is not good to write in, and for certain purposes, it's not good to write in. Anytime you want to take something away, you write in red. You write in red. That's what you do. Because red represents taking it away from you. So if you're doing ritual work, you want to write in red. When you want to remove something from yourself, you can do it that way. You're going to write in red. We're going to do two things here, but we're going to write both of these in blue because tonight we're going to stay true to our authentic blueprints. A lot of things that are going on and a lot of energy is building up. So this is about making room. It's about taking and letting go some of the old and so that we can begin to allow the new to come in for us. So on your first piece of paper, what I want you to do is I want you to draw a line directly down the center of the paper. So you guys can do that. Soon I'm going to have a crafty little wand, and I'm going to show you guys everything I'm doing. So, but for now, just use your third eye. You want to take a piece of paper, and in the middle, you want to draw a line from, what is this, east to west. You want to go east to west. You want to draw a line there. Now, on this piece of paper, I want you, on the top half, I want you to make an arrow going up. And on the bottom half, I want you to make an arrow going down. So on the piece of paper on the top half, you're going to make an arrow to go up. And on the bottom half, you're going to make an arrow to go down. And so now, once you've done that, I want you to think about those things right now in your life that's pressing you. This is at the bottom half of the paper. Of course, you want to put this on the bottom. Put this on the bottom half of the paper. Those things that are pressing you, those things that are stressing you, those things that you want to release from yourself. And I want you to number between 1 and let's do 5. Between 1 and 5. So 5 things right now that is stressing you, pressing you. Things that you're constantly thinking about, that you want to stop thinking about, worrying about. You want to stop, just kind of release from yourself. Put those 5 things down on your piece of paper. Okay. For those of you in the chat room, we're going to have you as our universal consciousness tonight. Let me have you put a heart in the room when you're done. I want you to think about those 5 things that you want to release from yourself, those 5 things that you want to release. You're going to put the numbers on the bottom half of the page. So you have a line in the middle of the page going east to west, and at the very bottom, you're going to name 5 things that's pressing you, that you constantly are thinking about, that's going on right now, things that you want to release from yourself, things that you want to let go of. Put those 5 things there. Just think about your week, because a lot of times those things that really are impacted to us, it is constantly going on. So very good. I see quite a few of you in the chat room. It doesn't matter which side, as long as you put it at the bottom half of the page. We're not dealing with sides. The page is in half. You have the line, you have a top half and a bottom half. So I want you to put that in the bottom. I want you to write these things down. Write it in blue ink because you want to stay true and you want to stay authentic and you want to be with the original part of yourself. So we're writing it in blue. All right. Few more seconds on that, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to get ready to do and why this is so important. You want to begin to think of this as if you had a basket or a bag full of things. You can only put so much in there. And once that bag gets full, that's it. So in order for you to have more of what you want to come in your life, you're going to have to release a lot of these thoughts. It doesn't mean that these aren't things that you're still going to have to deal with. It doesn't mean that these aren't things you're still going to have to, you're still not going to have to work through. You're still going to have to work through these things and do it. But right now, energetically, what you're doing is releasing these things from your aura. You're releasing it from yourself. So excellent. Excellent. Oh, my gosh. Look at some of the things you guys are writing. Releasing your children. Releasing your job, releasing your mates, releasing your financial woes, releasing. This energy that's coming upon us, this pole shift, all of this energy, and I'm going to tell you what are some of the key things to this particular quantum code as we begin to get ourselves into this meditation in just a minute. Now that you have everything written down, here's what I want you to do. Is I want you, yes, releasing creative blocks. Definitely you want to release that. Releasing your inner anger. You definitely want to release that. You got a lot of things to cover. I didn't give you guys the spread yet, but we're going to get to that spread in just a moment. So here's what I want you guys to, releasing the communication block. And I'm glad you said that, December, because here's the thing that's coming up with this energy. This particular energy here is all about doing what you say you're going to do, your word. A lot of these things, I guarantee you, that is causing this heaviness on you, that's causing these imbalances, is that you have not done what you said you were going to do. And it's also about these communication. It's the communication that's getting clogged up, that's getting out of alignment. We got 20 more days. And this communication thing is going to go straight haywire. Not for us. Not for us who understands and listens to the remix, because we're going to know how to deal with it. We're going to know how to deal with this. But this is about your word. So this is the time of really mining your word. Because it will throw your energy off, because this pull, this shift, has a lot to do with communication. Has a lot to do with communication. And it's going to get really, really, really just all over the place. So now what I want you to do, that you have all of these five things written down, and you can go back and do this after the show, is I want you to go to www. But before I give you that, and you guys know, the number one thing I want to tell you about this, and write these two things down so you can have this. Your word is now coming under inspection. So think about this energy that we're in right now. Your word is under inspection. We're taking a microscope and we're looking at your word. So it's important that you be reminded of that blue ink. This is you staying true and authentic to yourself. This is about what you gave your word to. So your word is under inspection, and it's going to come through the avenue of communication. And don't just look at that as just communication of you talking to another person. That's just one level. There's also that internal communication. And many of you right now, I'm just kind of scanning everyone out there, are having this internal battle between your left and your right hemisphere. It's so much electricity going on between there. And it's almost a war going on between the left and the right hemisphere. just so much going on between there. Overactive energy that's in the mind. So much overactive energy. I'm seeing this all throughout the readings, is that there's constantly overactivity, stimulation that's happening in the mind. And so I'm going to give you a spread for those of you who have the Kim Know Your Magic Oracle deck that you can begin to do to really help you to balance out that energy. But here's where I want you guys to go. I want you to go to www.dumpit.com, dumpitasap.com, and I want you to dump. If you haven't been to Dump It yet, you're going to go over there and you're just going to put in these five things and you're going to dump them. Get rid of them. Have them go off into the cosmos so that they can be recycled. There is a whole Dump It philosophy. And I know we don't have much time, so we won't be able to get into that. But I promise you, either Sunday's show or the next show coming up is going to be dedicated to the whole philosophy of Dump It. A serious science behind it. I talked about it in other shows. I want you to go over there to Dump It. You'll need to do this first before we get ready to go into the vision quest. Now, go and dump these things. Once you go over to Dump It, and the science behind Dump It is once you release this, you will get a 24-hour turnaround on the situation you've released from yourself. So you're opening yourself up to new and higher vibrations and positive energy. So you want to go to www.dumpitasap.com so that you can begin to release these things so you can get that turnaround. And know that Dump It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can always dump. Still got our papers going. Still got our things going. We're going to use the top half of the paper so that we can begin to get ready for the vision quest. So first I want you to dump it. If you've dumped it, go ahead. www.dumpitasap.com. Yes, everybody can go dump at one time. Isn't that cool? I see everybody can dump at one time. So, every day, thousands of you all over the world go to www.dumpitasap.com and dump it. And soon, Dump It is still in its first phase. Lots of amazing things to come with Dump It that will be here soon. So, yes, go over to Dump It and dump it. Beautiful. When you guys in the chat room, you're our collective consciousness tonight, I want you to put a heart in the chat room when you're done. Remember, when you dump, and you dump this honestly, and you dump it coming from your heart, you will have a 24-hour turnaround guaranteed. You will get that. So just go dump, and you do that. This is the perfect time that when these thoughts are coming in, you begin to release these things from yourself, and you begin to dump. Beautiful. Many of you have dumped, and that's great. We're going to get ready for the meditation. I want you guys to get yourself nice and relaxed. We're not actually doing a meditation, so let me correct myself. We're going to be doing a Kim Vision Quest. Of course, you know Kim stands for Know Your Magic, and magic is making a greater individual, commitment into yourself, and living your life with a purpose. So we're getting ready to do the Kim Vision Quest. I'm going to set the scene for where we are. We're actually going to be traveling into the East. We're going to go to the East, where I went into Michelle's records at. We're actually going to Japan, and we're going to be going into a temple in Japan. I want you to have your pen there, because on the top half of that paper from where you dumped, I want you to begin to write down things that you see and things that you collect there. So things that you see and things that you collect while you're there. And so that top half of that paper is just for you to jot down maybe something that comes to you, your thoughts, or whatever. We're going to do the jotting down afterwards. If you feel comfortable and feel you can keep up and do the jotting during, you can. One of the things that I wanted to not be was a sleeping prophet. Edgar Cayce, in a channel I got for him when I first started doing readings, that was one of my questions. I told him, you know, what I didn't want to be asleep and non-conscious when this happened. I wanted to be wide awake. And so you are still awake. This is a vision quest. And so you'll be able to do this while you're wide awake. I want you to get yourself nice and comfortable. If anything is binding you, you may want to loose that. Or just sit yourself down so that you can just kind of get yourself a little focused and a little quiet. Some people need to have it quiet to do that. I have respect for that mother, that father, when all hell is going on around you, that you can still sit down and do these vision quests. And I hear it all the time. People do it at work, on their breaks. They do it while the kids are jumping around, while people are making noise in the other room. This is where the real warriors get their badge, is that you can bring yourself to that place of stillness no matter what is going on. So I want to challenge you, no matter what the environment is, that you still continue to go through this vision quest, because that's the whole purpose, is to be able to go within. And so, you know, all the work that I've worked with magic, it's about doing inner magic. And so I know you'll be able to do this. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started. I want you to sit back nice and relax. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow, just to relax yourself. You can feel the bottom of your feet becoming relaxed. You can feel your legs becoming relaxed. That's it. Keep breathing. Just focus on your breathing as you relax. Close your eyes. Sit up straight. Make sure your feet are not crossed. And relax. Keep breathing in and out. Now you can feel the relaxation moving all the way up your legs, all the way through your thighs. All of your lower body is completely relaxed. Now, take another deep breath in, nice and slow. You can feel the relaxation moving itself all the way through the middle of your body, all the way up to your chest, all the way up to your shoulders. Your shoulders are now relaxed. Your back is becoming relaxed. Now you can even feel your face becoming relaxed. Parts of your arms, all the way down to your elbows. Your fingers are relaxed. Breathe. Excellent. Now, your eyes are relaxed. You can even feel the relaxation from the top of your head. So all the worries and the stress from earlier today is just leaving your body as everything just becomes calm and relaxed. We're going to get ready to go, and I want you to meet me in the cherry blossom field. So where the cherry blossom trees are, that's where you're going to meet me at. I want you to find your way there. Excellent. That's it. Over to the cherry blossom trees. Once you get to the cherry blossom trees, I want you to begin to just look around. Look at all of the trees there. Everyone. Just look at all of the trees, all of the leaves. It's coming down. It's almost like it's raining. It's almost like it's showering itself around you.
So now, you made it here safe. Wow, look around. See all the cherry blossoms. They're everywhere. You can see the petals from the cherry blossom trees falling gently. I want you to begin to look up straight ahead. Continue to walk. You see the castle there. It's coming up really, really soon. So now, on the count of three, I want you to take off and I want you to run. One, two, three. That's it. Run. Meet me at the entranceway to the castle. Excellent. You're here. Now, as we get ready to go into this castle, you're going to find lots of treasures inside. Many things are inside of here. So I want you to carefully think about those things that are really, really calling you. I want you to begin to allow your heart to lead the way and not your mind. And when you find your object inside the castle, I want you to pick it up and hold it. There's so many doors inside of here. So I want you to walk around. That's it. You're free to go wherever you choose to go. If you want to go further, if you want to go upstairs, if you want to go into the room over on the right or maybe the one on the left, you can do that. And I want you to begin now. Now, look around. There's things on the wall. There's things on the floor. There's tables. There's chairs. There's couches. There's cabinets. There's all kinds of wonderful and magical things to help you in your quest, help you in your quest right now, to help you as you begin to move into this new energy, as everything begins to change and to shift, and you have already set your intentions. So now, there you go. I want you to get ready to pick up your object. You have it. So now, what we're going to do while we're in this sacred space, I want you to begin to imagine. Take the colors from those very, very bright cherry blossoms that was outside, that pinkish color, and I want you to begin to cover yourself and your object in this very magical pink light. This is going to be your talisman that you take with you into the new era. And now I want you to hold it up next to your heart. And I want you to take nice deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. We're going to do it for three times. And I want you to send all of your loving feelings and all of those thoughts inside of your object that you're holding, your very, very sacred object that is going to help you accomplish and achieve all of those things that your heart desires. So here we go. One, two, three. Excellent. You sent all of that positive energy into your talisman and covered yourself in that pink light. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on to it because we're going to get ready to come back. I want you to run as fast as you can and meet me right back in the cherry blossom feel. Here we go. One, two, three. Excellent. Okay, I want you to hold your object. You have it with you. And you're going to begin to bring back all of this memory, everything that happened here, everything that you felt, that you've seen, that was real to you. You're going to bring it back with you. So that's it. That's it. We're coming back. Now, I'm going to begin to count. And as I begin to count to the number 10, once I get to the number 10, you're going to come back. You're going to feel rejuvenated. You have your very sacred talisman with you that you can begin to work with now. And you have everything that you need to help continuously moving you forward in the future. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call when you're ready. I want you to take some time and just begin to write down everything that you've seen, that you saw. This is really going to be clues for you for the future, moving yourself forward into the origin, this new aura that we're coming, era we're coming into. So I want you to begin to write those things down. I'm going to put on a couple of things to listen to as I give you guys a few moments just to kind of get yourself situated back and to write down all of those things that you've seen. All right? Okay. everyone. You're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Glue. We just finished the Vision Quest. 646-652-2711 is the number to call so you can share what you brought back. Oh, my goodness. I'm reading all of these in the chat room. A pink unk with the cherry red crystal. My first lover and a man I did some spiritual with work earlier. Want to hear about that. I brought back a big gold pot with lots of cherries. I came back with a suede book with a belt lock on it and also with a wand as a talisman. Oh, my goodness. What else? Let's see. Came back with a little dragon. Oh, with different shades of pink. Lots of my first lover was my best. Oh, maybe we shouldn't read that out loud. Let's see. An emerald green book with pages lined in gold. A knife, a smoke pipe, a gold pen, a jade emerald penguin, a golden crystal egg. Oh, you guys are doing the most. Someone else came back with a wedding picture and oil pastels. Oh, this is amazing. All right. Well, we're going to go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 so that we know you're on the line and you want to share. So calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 215?
How you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Clarence.
Greetings, Clarence. What
you
bring back? I'm good. Good to hear from you.
It was like a chain or something. Like, I don't know, but it was like an old type, like little cross on it. I don't know what it was.
A chain with a cross on it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was like a old style type. I don't know. I can't really explain. It was gold.
So tell me what you were feeling. I'm looking at everything that everybody is writing in the chat room. Tell me what you were feeling as you were going through the temple there.
What was I feeling? It was like it felt warm, like it got hot. As I was going through.
Beautiful. And what color was the chain?
It was gold.
It was
and
gold.
I remember seeing like gold and red.
Gold and red. Yeah, gold and red. I'm going to give you some words on just what I picked up. These are some things, these two objects, you know, one of the things that would be really, really good is for you to keep this very close to you and just see what comes to you today, tomorrow. You may have some what I call push thoughts that take you back into this particular, you know, this particular temple here, or even if you want to go back through it again. But one of the things I want you to just take a look. I'm taking a look at the colors. I'm taking a look at what you say, and I'm really just working with your energy. And here's what Spirit is saying, is that it's time for you to take an oath. There is a forgotten promise that you forgot to give yourself. And so at this particular time, it is time for you to get into your magic, to make a greater individual commitment with yourself. It's almost as if your higher self is asking for some sort of redemption. Does that make sense?
Right. It does.
Yeah. So this is what I'm picking up, is that it's time for you. I want you to take that blue ink pen, and I want you to start to make an oath to yourself. You can start out with, I, Clarence, will. And this is going to be that divine promise that you make to yourself going forth from this day forward.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
And sharing that with us.
I miss
you
all, too.
Oh, well, we missed you, too. We're right here. So, you know, anytime you need to come on over and do that. Good
all
to
right.
have you in the house. Peace
all
and
right,
love.
All right, peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 772. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Cookie calling in from Port St. Lucie.
Okay. Who is this?
Cookie.
Oh, greetings to you, Cookie. How are
How
you?
How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. You want to share with us what you got going through the temple?
Yes. I brought back a book. It was heavy, very heavy, and it was gold and brown. The pages were all gold.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went through the temple, everything was like made out of gold. Gold couches, gold everything. I was feeling kind of like relaxed and happy. There was like a gold fountain with like water spouting out of it. And then I smelled like water. Seen water, smelled it, and all that. And I don't know, it was relaxing. But in the temple, it was like a bunch of books.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, when I see you, this is what I see, Cookie. I see you sitting in this beautiful, like, grove environment, this beautiful environment that is about the grove. And you just sort of kind of laying on the couch and being in a very, very good place. When I get in your energy, here's what I pick up from what you brought back and where you are now, what spirit is strongly saying to me, that this is the perfect time for you to apologize to anyone who's harmed you and make your friendships whole again. Does that make sense?
It does.
This is the time. Yeah. This is the time for you to begin to make those friendships whole again. And this is the time of your healing, healing your wounds, and also mending your heart. So this is where you are right now. So it's a time to show compassion to others and, you know, just kind of remember no one is perfect. And if someone you love is hurting you, you know, just take this time to be there for this person. If someone close to you is even hurting, you know, begin to recognize that as well, too. So this is the time that you kind of sit back, mend those friendships, and heal your heart. Heal your heart.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Two things. It's funny that you mentioned the, not funny, but it's kind of, I guess,
confirmation. I know what you mean.
Today, I kind of wanted to, I wanted to change my living room. And the thought that I had was to draw, like, a mural of actually a cherry blossom tree.
Oh.
And, like, I was looking at pictures and stuff like that on the internet. Like, kind of giving me ideas. And it's, I don't know if it's ironic or I don't know if it's trying to.
Oh, no. That means that you're definitely, you was on that frequency while I was over here going crazy and going through the cherry blossoms. Getting the vision quest ready. And you're right there on that same frequency, girlfriend. You're right there with
wow.
me. So beautiful. Yes, that's just how divine spirit is, to show that we're all connected. Beautiful, powerful.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it when you're done. I'd love to see
I
it.
I sure will take pictures.
Okay. Beautiful, Cookie. Thank you so much. Hold the line.
Thank
hold the line. Oh, that was powerful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 780. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
I am Barbara. I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Okay. Greetings to you, Barbara, from Canada.
Thank you. I had brought back a sorcerer's cap.
Okay.
It was a deep purple.
Okay.
But I also had trouble holding it. And the cherry tree was fabulous, and I walked a grove of trees, but they had no leaves, like winter. and overhead, I walked through the grove to the castle, and the castle scared me. I instantly got scared, and then I had to go back into my heart to be able to go into the castle. And then when I did go in, it became a more modern-day castle, and it still held tapestries on the floor and on the walls. And the sorcerer's cap was there, but I only glimpsed it, and I brought it, as you requested, to bring it
right. Right.
But it was only, it was there, but it was like I was having trouble seeing it.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that, Barbara. Here's what I'm going to tell you immediately coming into your energy and what you got, what Spirit is saying, is that that symbol you chose, very powerful. So I can certainly understand why it was a little difficult for you to hold on to that and to be able to bring it back. But here's the beautiful thing, is that this is now time for you, this energy is for time for you to celebrate, because love is calling you to begin to open your heart so you can begin to receive blessings. So this is all about love and recognizing, Barbara, for you that you must give your love, you know, give your love without conditions and love others because your heart is open. Just open your heart to love, you know, and do it from a place without any kind of condition. Because sometimes love can be confusing, you know. It can be a confusing force, I guess I can say. And sometimes it can ask you to sacrifice things. And that makes it difficult sometimes to give that love so unconditionally. So know that this is really about love. And if you feel that there's some aching in your heart, because I feel there's a little bit of achingness in your heart. Is that true, Barbara?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It is.
This achingness,
I know you feel it. I can feel you too. Thank
yeah.
you.
This achingness in your heart is letting you know that there is a greater love that is there for you. There is a greater love for you. All you have to do is open yourself to receive it. Here's what I want you to do. I definitely want you to kind of work with this energy and all of that fear that you had going in the first time. I want you to go over to Dump It, www.dumpitasap.com, and dump that. And then after the show, download it again and go back in this time and see if you can grab hold of that hack. And I'd love for you to call back in and let us know what you got.
Well, thank you, and thank you. Everything you said makes so much sense, and it's very true in my life.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in. You're welcome. Peace and love to you, Barbara. Thanks so much for calling in. Hold the line. Oh, that was beautiful, too. Wow, look at all of you guys on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 510, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Leticia from Turlock.
From where?
From Turlock.
Where is
California.
Turlock?
Yeah, it's in California. Yes, Central Valley.
Okay, that's a new one. Greetings to you.
I know most people haven't heard of it, but yeah, it's a small little place.
Okay.
But yeah, so as soon as I got into the castle, I saw it was a jade emperor penguin, you know, the big penguins.
Mm.
So immediately I picked up that jade penguin, and then I'm going through and I'm feeling really excited because, you know, like me, when I go into any store, I like to take my
right.
time and, like, look at everything. So you're like, you know, there's cabinets and tables, and as soon as you said, you know, there's cabinets, I saw a cabinet, and there was a crystal egg with, like, gold around the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing about that emperor penguin, see, I remember I had a dream years ago where I was an emperor penguin and my father threw me out of our community. And that's the first thing I thought of when I picked up that penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yes, that is quite interesting. Really great. Thank you so much. What was your name again?
Fatisha.
Fatisha?
With an S. S is in Sam.
Fatisha.
Fatisha. Mm-hmm.
Fatisha. Yes, Fatisha. Here's what I want you to do. I was just as you were talking, I was right there with you going through all of that. But here's what I want you to do, because this is instantly what is coming to me as we begin to think about the penguin and everything you going on. I want you to think about what's going on in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of the things that I want you to take note of, okay? And I know this will make sense to you, but I want you to think about what's going on in your life at this time? And this is a time for you to be very careful about your moves, because there is some deceit going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that?
A little, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
There is some deceit going on, and really this message came across very clear, because you are the only one that knows what the price of this deceit will do to you. So think about your moves. Think about it. It's almost that energy of someone sort of kind of backstabbing you.
You just freaked me out. Totally, because you just hit the nail on the head.
Totally. Yeah, this is real. This is modern
magic. Wow. Yeah, and I knew, and uh-huh.
It is. And you know me, I'm going to bring it as I see it. I don't judge it. But you need to know that, because you can catch this.
Right.
So you can catch this, you know. So I don't care how seductive or how inviting this energy may seem on some level. Recognize it. Know it's there.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've been planning, I'll say planning moves, because I've been watching.
Yes.
So I've been playing it rather safe. And just for you to say that, wow.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep playing it safe. Work with that energy. Work with the penguin, because that's what brought me into it. I went in through the same way you went in. So know that you can go back and download this show, and you can get the answers. Just ask the questions, go back in, and you'll get all the answers. So that's your symbol to work with, is that penguin. Because the penguin is going to show up. And often, I'll tell you how this works, is that let's say that situation comes up or that person is near you. If you start to have flashes of that penguin, you know you need to be very careful about what you say and what you do.
Right.
That's your sign. So you are on the right track. I'm glad that I can be that divine confirmation for you. So peace and love to you. Yes. Thank you for calling in. Hold the line. All right, you guys. We're doing it. It's the remix. 20 minutes to go in the form. Can you believe that? I don't believe that. Let's see. Where did I leave off? It is so many of you on the phone lines, like, for real. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Miss Griff from Atlanta.
What's up, Griff from Atlanta?
What's up?
What's going on, Griff? Tell us what you saw.
Okay, I was kind of stumbling and bumbling, so I had to, you know, rush into it. So I got most of it, but what I got out of it was really impressive to me was I had opened a double door to a bedroom, and it was all pure white. It was like amazingly relaxing. It was just like, you know, it was just all white, everything, like picture frames, bed, everything, even the carpet. It was just like never been touched, and it was just real relaxing. And what I got was kind of funny because I got like a tool belt, you know. That ain't that deep, but yeah. That's what I got. I got like a tool belt.
So you got a tool belt.
Yeah, I got a tool belt. I think I got to do it again because I ain't get to dump it either. So.
Okay. Well, you definitely want to make sure you go dump it. You know, dumping is good. Griff, it's good. Okay. So let's see. Getting into your energy, Griff, and just everything that you were saying, again, riding right there with you, I want you to think about those things that are going on in your life at this time that's going on with you right now. And the key word, Griff, and I want you to remember this word, okay? The key word is forbidden.
Okay.
I want you to think about that word forbidden, and let me tell you why. Because not all doorways are meant to be open, one. Just think about this. You'll see how. And not all relationships are good ones for you.
All right, definitely.
You know that. And not all love is expressed. And not all desires are realized. That's so true. So I want you to just think about this, that even though no one wants to be rejected, no one wants to feel rejected, no one wants to be rejected, I want you to think about some of your choices when it comes to relationships, because you're in a position where you can choose something or not. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes. Actually, the last conversation we had, you know, I thought that was really touching real strong on my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm doing what I need to do with that.
Okay. Definitely do what you need to do, because you don't want to enter into something that may cause someone else pain, because you know what pain feels like.
Right.
If that comes up, I want you to just remember that word that Spirit is sending to you very strong, forbidden. You know, choose another path. Choose another way. Don't do it.
All right, that makes plenty of sense, Ms. Blue.
Plenty. Yeah. But just remember that tool belt, even though you got the tools to get in all those doors aren't meant to be open. You got your tool belt on, so you figure if you can't get in, you got the tools to get in. All doors aren't meant to be open.
Right.
Not at least right now. So just
okay.
Think that.
Okay.
I want you to think about that. So if you... you know, doing some things, and that tool belt flashes in your mind.
Get the hell out of that.
You know, that's forbidden. Just look at it as a forbidden fruit.
Okay. And also, Ms. Blue, you were telling me about meditation, and that's been opening up for me. I've been getting all kind of dreams, all kind of stuff.
I love it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I love it. I love it, Griff. Thank you so much. So peace and love
to
you.
All right.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 334, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Sheena calling from Montgomery.
Greetings to you, Sheena, from Montgomery. Tell us what you saw.
Okay, well, I went into the castle and I walked into the room on the right, and it was the most beautiful room that I've ever seen. It was just bright colors, and it was very inviting, and it was like a large chandelier inside of it, and it just had like beautiful pearls and diamonds and crystals everywhere. But there was a bowl of fruit, and instead of grabbing the diamonds or the pearls, I grabbed an apple. It was a big, juicy, it was just a delicious-looking green apple, and I bit into it, and it was like the best apple that I ever had, and I got really excited. So it was just a very exciting feeling, and I just felt happy, and I ran out with it. To my heart.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Everyone's laughing because, you know, Griff just called in, and I told him to stay away from the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, that's
and
that
you,
was funny.
And now you're calling in. Stay away from Griff.
And you know what else was funny? Because before you say anything about, like, him and the forbidden fruit, I was like, he sounds cute. I promise.
No, stay away from that. Got his tool belt. You got fruit. That's too funny.
Wow, it is. How ironic.
No, that's beautiful. I'm teasing. Okay. So here we go. Immediately, I love that vision you had of coming in and just seeing all the beautiful things that was there. And even though you could have picked up anything that was in the room because there were statues there, it was all kinds of crystals, all kinds of things there, you chose to get the apple. The fruit, which, you know, this really just speaks to your wisdom. And I want you to think about this, okay? The key word for you is complicated. I want you to hold that word and just think about this, and you'll see how this just all ties into everything here. Sometimes in life, and right now in your life, there are some situations that are pretty complicated, correct?
Correct.
But here's the thing I want you to know, that really at this moment, there may be some things that seem next to impossible to understand, especially when you want to find the answer, like right now. Some of these things you really want to find the answer to right now, but they're very complex. And some of it, only time will you be able to put together the pieces. Remember, this is what is coming out now. Just remember.
Okay.
Simple things sometimes can seem a little boring. And you know what I'm talking about. Simple things can seem a little boring. And complicating, you know, things make things kind of go a little deep, but it's not always the best experience.
Okay.
It's not always the best experience. You know, so right now Spirit is saying be open and follow sort of those threads of life. Follow them. Mm-hmm. Follow them to the place where you don't really know sometimes. Be open to get a little complicated at times and be okay with that. Just don't go in with answers. You know, okay. Wanting the answers right away. Because they can be a little complicated. I know that simple things can be boring. Trust me. It's a lot of damn shit Ms. Blue can get into. But I know simple things can be boring.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do have to step out there. But just be open to what is coming your way. And know that sometimes you won't always get the answer. At least not the answer we want. But this is
really right now.
Some things that are going on. But that apple is all about your wisdom, and just coming from your heart. Just keep doing that. Stay away from men with tool belts.
Okay.
Tool belts and nice voices. And you'll be fine.
Okay.
No, I'm teasing you. But wonderful, beautiful vision. Beautiful vision. Yes.
Yeah, you helped me a lot, Ms. Blue, since I've been watching, listening to the show, just, you know, you and Panic and Sean from Spirit Gateways, everybody, so thank you.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night. Hold the line. All right, you guys, we have 9 minutes to go. We're going to keep going in the after hour. Let's see. I have this spread I still have to give to you, which is going to be a spread that you can do with the Kim Know Your Magic Oracle deck, as well as the gods and goddesses to work with at this particular time. These are gods and goddesses who step forward and has said that they're willing to help you guys. If you're not on the phone lines, then you can get on the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Get on the phone line so you can hear the rest of the show, hear the rest of what we got to do and what everybody is saying. We're going to try to get to everyone. So calling in from area code 719, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hey, Blue. My name is Michael. I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay, greetings to you, Michael, calling from Colorado.
Colorado,
are you near Garden of the Gods?
Well, about 30 minutes, 45 minutes away.
Oh, you're close to Garden of the Gods. Okay, all right, beautiful. Tell us what you got, Michael.
Well, I found a sword. It was a powder pink sword with red leaves on it.
Mm.
Strange.
And what else? Uh-huh. What else? Well, no, well, not strange. But keep going. Mm-hmm.
There was things that I didn't get to get. It felt like I was like in a kung fu dojo.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a bunch of paintings and vases and things like that. But the only thing that I got to grab was the sword.
Mm. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Well, immediately, Michael, just kind of went through your little journey there for you. Here's the word. And what I want you to take with you is individuality. And really what is coming up at this particular time is that recognizing that there no two things on the planet are the same. It doesn't matter. So you can kind of look at it. No two raindrops are the same. No two snowflakes are the same. And just like that, you have your own uniqueness. And so this is the time now that Spirit is telling you, by you choosing this symbol, it's important because it reminds you to begin to start reflecting on your own unique qualities. Tonight, we talked about writing things in blue ink because this is how you can always tell the original and not a copy. And so this is what Spirit is saying at this time. And to recognize that there are so many people who love you for who you are and not someone you're trying to be. So, you know, the task here for you that Spirit is saying is to be yourself. Very powerful that you picked up that very unique sword. You understand that's a very powerful symbol for you. So this is all about you and your individuality and really focus on those things that are so unique to you, Michael.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Makes sense in a couple of dollars there, Michael. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Hold the line. Beautiful vision. Beautiful.
All right, Blue. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 980. I think I went here. 980?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's on the line?
Felicia.
Oh, Felicia. Oh, okay, Felicia.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Charlotte.
You're calling from Charlotte, North
mm-hmm.
Carolina. It's so beautiful this time of the year, brown sugar time. All right, tell us what you got.
So what I saw was when I was, when you called for us, you said, okay, come up to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running across like little pebbles and over a bridge. And so over the bridge and then, you know, up to the castle. And then there were two round, like, circular knockers. But then you can also, like, knock to open the door, or you can, you
mm-hmm.
know, put your hand in it and then pull it back to open the door. And
mm-hmm.
so I saw those and went inside. It was a wooden door, large wooden door, hanging tapestries inside, winding stairs. It was a fireplace. The fire was on, chairs, pillows, and a little settee. A lot of books. And the thing that I picked up was like a nautilus, you know, one of those, it's like a shell, but it was gold. And it has like the chambers inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a bunch of chambers in the inside. And so that's what I had, and it was gold. And that's what I brought back.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want you to remember this word, because here's what I pick up from everything that you just described. This is about dreams and about wishes for you. And you're at this particular time in your life, sort of like at a junction in your life, where things that you've been wanting inside of your heart, this is a time for those things to start manifesting themselves and coming true. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So here's the one thing I want to kind of bring to your attention is to sit down, take some time, and begin to write these things out that you're wanting to come true. And make sure that you really are willing to give the time and energy to these things that you want to begin to manifest. Really look at yourself and then make sure that it serves your highest good, because this is the time that you actually can begin to have these things come true for you. So now is the time your wishes are going to be fulfilled. So you're going to start to see all of your wishes being fulfilled for you at this time. But it's a time for you to go back and sort of kind of remix and reflect some of these wishes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
How does that sound? You're welcome. Great.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds really, really wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for sharing. Well, you guys, we have so much more to do, so many more things to go through. We're going to keep going. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Stay on the phone lines. We're about to go into the after hours. I just want to tell you guys, it's been an amazing share here tonight. We have like 2 minutes. I'm also going to give out the spread that you can do to keep your energy balanced during these bipolar times here. And then also give out some goddesses. These are going to be goddesses who step forth and said, hey, Miss Blue, I want to work with this. People who are having issues with sadness, depression, grief, blood pressure issue, health issues, disease, and communication, creativity blocks, these things, anything, any kind of illness, these goddesses are going to be the ones to step forth and really help you with this. So I'll be giving that out as well before the show is over. Thank you so much to Esther for holding it down on Twitter. I'm over here trying to stay focused, so I didn't get to see, but I will go back and read all of the messages there. Remember, you can always contact me for a personal one-on-one reading. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And you can also get the Know Your Magic audio workbook and the Kim deck. All of the information is available here on the show. We will see you guys Sunday night. If you like the show, please go and like it. Like it on Facebook. Send me an email. Tell me what's going on. Tweet about it. You know, let me know that you like it. If you love it, love it, and leave a comment. We'd love to read your comments and know about it. That's you making your mark. Keep writing in blue, everyone, because you want to keep it real and authentic and true. And it's going to be interesting to see all of the things that come up. So we're going to keep going because I want to hear some more vision quests. Much love, warm spirit. And as we continue live here in the remix, don't forget to download, download, download. Peace and love, you guys. Peace and love. Had a great time tonight. The channel was great. Modern magic and past lives. What could be better, you guys? What could be better? All right, so we're going to keep it going right here live in the remix. For those of you who are still on the phone lines with me, and it's many of you, so let's go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 262, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Hi, this is Deja.
Okay. Did you say Deja?
Yeah.
Okay, greetings, Deja. You want to tell us what you've seen, Deja?
What I seen was like an ocean with beautiful sand. And like there was a trail leading up to the castle. And once I got to the castle, I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know. So I couldn't bring nothing back.
Mm.
But I did see a lot of art, though. I love art.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. So tell me again what you seen when it was inside.
A lot of art.
A lot of art. And so you walked around and you seen a lot of the art. Were you able to take anything? Was it anything that you felt compelled to take or to take with you?
Well, no, I just stood at the door, but it was like something was moving before me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I just like stood at the door just looking around, and I saw a lot of beautiful art.
Okay, beautiful.
And the frame was like gold.
And the frame was gold. All right, Deja, immediately when I get into your energy, here's the word. I want you to take this with you, and that is loyalty. Because right now what Spirit is saying, you're being asked to stand up for who and what you believe in.
Okay.
It's time for you to stand up for who and what you believe in. And sometimes you may find yourself in a position where it's difficult for you to speak and stand up for another person or a cause or even for yourself. But
okay.
This is the time for you to begin to really stand up for who you are and what you believe in and be only loyal and true to that, what is true and good to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Does that make sense to what's going on with you at this particular time?
Yeah, pretty much, because there was a guy at school that said he saw a blue and purple aura around me, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that means. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, anytime someone tells you something and you don't know, you
yeah.
can ask. But here's something I want you to know, is get to know yourself.
Okay.
Get to know yourself. This is going to be important for you to get to know yourself so that you can begin to stand up and ask a question. So if
okay.
you didn't understand, you should have said, what does that mean?
All right.
You see, it's okay with saying, what does that mean? Explain to me what that means to you. Take what is good and true for you and leave the rest. Just
okay.
leave the rest. Because people will tell you all kinds of things, sweetie.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
kinds of things. You leave the rest. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Remember, stand up for yourself. Loyalty to you. So peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Mhm. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 604. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 604. We'll go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 618. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Chris from Alton, Illinois.
Okay, greetings to you, Chris.
I when I went on a vision quest, basically I saw fields and fields of cherry blossom trees. And
beautiful.
It was on a backdrop of an orange sky. I approached the castle, and the castle had a moat and a drawbridge. And as I went across the drawbridge, I saw chests of jewelry and rubies and everything. And I went upstairs to the king's suite, and in the king's suite, I went to the king's chamber, and that king's chamber was lined with shelves and shelves of crystals and rubies and things like that. I chose a sword. It was a steel blade with a handle that was also laced in rubies and gems and lined in gold.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And as I immediately get into your energy, the number one thing, and I want you to think about just that quest that you just went on there, and first, before we do that, because this is a very important part of anything, particularly in a vision quest, how did it feel for you? How did that feel to do that?
I felt, I guess, somewhat adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say anxiety, but more like butterflies.
Okay. Okay.
Approaching an unknowing.
Uh huh. Okay. Beautiful. Then this is going to make so much sense to you, Chris. What I'm picking up, and if I have to give you a key word, this works easier. So I'll give you this word: playful. That spirit is saying this is the time for you to become playful, not take yourself so serious. There are some questions. There are some things that you definitely want to get some answers to. But know that life and your higher self always has a way of answering these questions. And you're going to get the most out of these particular crossroads that are coming up for you at this time by you doing things that you enjoy and just kind of relaxing and just enjoying yourself and doing something that you absolutely know nothing about. Which this was really good for you. I would encourage you to go back and maybe download a couple of other shows where vision quests were so that you can begin to go through these particular vision quests, because this challenges you to really move out of a space where there's, like you said, a little bit of uncomfortability there, but still you're able to get into your feelings, your emotion, and you're able to imagine, because that's where the magic is happening for you. So I know there is some crossroads coming up where you have to make some decisions. Does this seem about right for you?
Yes.
And this is how you're going to get the answer. Trust me, Blue, on this. Find something fun to do tomorrow, something you may have not done in a long time but thought about doing, and I guarantee you all of those answers are going to come to you. Put on some good music, dance around the house, do something completely outside of the norm, and you will begin to get all of those answers. They will come to you, and this is what Spirit is saying. You will find those answers that serve your highest good through play.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and then come back and let us know. Let us know. We would love to hear that. So beautiful.
I will.
Well, peace and love to you, Chris. Thanks so much for calling in. Please hold the line.
Okay.
That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou. This is Hadia calling from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Hadia.
Greetings, Ms. Lou.
How are you? Tell us.
I'm well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
What I brought back from the castle was a palm-sized clear crystal. I want to say it was a diamond, but it was a clear crystal. And I just remember it being in my left hand, and I'm right-handed, but for some reason it was in my left hand, and that's just what really stood out to me.
Okay, tell me that again.
It was a palm-sized clear crystal, and it was specifically in my left hand. It was like palm-sized, though.
Okay, beautiful. I just kind of had to get in the moment there with you for a little bit, because I'm going to tell you I'm seeing sort of this sister kind of like a golden brown color, which I'm kind of a golden brown sister too, and I see sort of this book there, and the number one thing I want you to take away for you that's going to be key at this particular time in your life is listening.
Okay.
I want you to think about that. And so when it comes to things that are going on with you, particularly when it comes to different relationships and new people you're meeting, I want you to listen to what they're not saying.
Okay.
And this is how you're going to find the gem there, because there's someone who kind of got their eye on you. But you're listening to what they're saying. You need to start listening to what they're not saying.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, it's funny that you say that because I just got my Kim deck in the mail. And
ah.
The first card that I pulled was Zulu Union.
Ah.
And I remember the last time I spoke with you, you said that I would be getting into some kind of relationship with like a soulmate
yeah.
in the future.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it's all just really lining up. So I
uh-huh.
have been kind of looking at people a little differently, just be trying to really make sure I'm not being naive before I just kind of jump into anything and really trying to assess stuff.
Well, definitely the energy is there for you. Like I said, the power is going to be in listening to what they're not saying, not what's being
okay.
said, but what they're not saying. I'm so excited. Don't you just love the Kim deck?
I do. It's beautiful. I mean, it just really brings peace and, I don't know, comfort
yeah.
when I use it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I know I created this deck. It's not even my deck. I feel all of you guys' energy, and every time I touch this deck, I love it so much and work with it. So I'm so glad. I'm honored that you got it. Keep working with it, and let us know, because, ooh, that Zulu Union. Mm.
That's what I said when it came up. I was like, wow.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Very powerful. Keep listening. Keep listening. Know that it will
okay.
be there. You don't need to do anything. It's going to happen. Just keep listening. Just really, this is about you getting into your wonderful, beautiful self. And what better time? It's brown sugar time of the year, and you're a brown sugar sister. So just get into the energy that's in the air.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right, you guys. So now I see the rest of you there. We're going to get to the rest of your calls. But first, I want to give out this spread because so many of you have said and testified that there's so much going on with all of this energy going on all over the place. At this particular time. And so I want to give you a spread so you can begin to bring this energy into balance and know how to work with this. If you have the Kim deck, it's very, very simple. I want you to write these numbers down. I want you to write down 7 and 9. I'm going to tell you what to put next to these numbers in just a minute and what they mean to you. And how to begin to do with that. Okay, so we're going to be working with the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. If you don't have a Kim deck, you can use this. It will work with any deck. Definitely with the Know Your Magic Kim deck, it definitely will work as well, too. But you can use this with my deck or any other deck out there. So what you're going to do, the 7 is going to represent the intelligent. That's the left brain. So the 7 is the intelligence, and the 9 is going to represent the right brain. This is the intuition side of the brain. And so whenever you're at the crossroads, whenever you feel that you need to balance out your energy, you may wake up in the morning and feel like, you know what, I just need to get a little bit of centered, too much activity going on in the mind at this particular time, too much going on health-wise, too much just going on. And you want to know where is the energy at so that you can begin to ground yourself. And when I say ground yourself, I'm not just talking on a physical level. This is going to help ground you physically, mentally, and spiritually. So it's going to take care of the whole you, everything about you, your wholeness within you. And so what you'll do is you'll shuffle the deck 7 times for the left brain. And this is the intellect side. So after shuffling for 7 times, you'll pull a card. And whatever comes up on that seven times, that's the energy you need to work with. Let's just say I'm pulling these cards for Jenny, and I shuffle 7 times. The card that came up on the intellect side for Jenny is the sacral chakra. This is all about creativity, sexual energy, letting emotions flow. So a couple of things you'll know instantly, that you're going to be working with the sacral chakra. which the color is orange. In the Kim deck, the color, the number is actually 39. Excuse me, I'm trying to go fast so we can get to the rest of the callers. The color is orange, and the card number is 39. The key words on the card, I've put some words here, and all of these words tie into a couple of different things on all of the Know Your Magic deck. It ties into your emotions. It ties into a mental, physical, and spiritual level. It's going to hit you everywhere. You have your colors there. You have your numbers you're working with. You have your wording that you're working with. And you also have your visions that you can work with through the pictures. So there's many ways that you can draw from that energy and begin to look at how you're going to draw ground the intellectual side of the left hemisphere. Then you'll do the same thing, shuffle 9 times. So we'll shuffle 9 times for Jenny. And this is going to be how to ground yourself on the right side, the right brain. Because sometimes we get a little too woo-woo and we can feel our energy sort of kind of leaving our body or taking us into another place. And we know we need to kind of come back a little bit and be focused and present in the moment. And so for the right hemisphere, how to ground ourselves to really bring our energy where it needs to be. The card that came up for Jenny is Mayotte, card number 14, about transformation, balance, and intuition. Look how perfect that is. 9 times is for intuition, and for Jenny, we pulled a card that talks about following your intuition, but following it from a place of being balanced. And also know that these are dealing with things of transformation. So a couple of things. The position, when you look at the picture of Mayotte, the goddess Mayotte is actually in a yoga pose. So this would tell me that maybe I need to do some yoga. You know, this is something for me to begin to do some yoga. You know, go into some meditation, those things that will help to balance that out. So these are going to give you the tools that you need to really help you to balance out your left hemisphere and your right hemisphere. So that's the pool, that's the spread for the Kim deck, or you can use it for any other deck, you guys. This was channeled, and this works every single time. So use it. I would love for you guys to start pulling. For those of you who have decks, you can tweet about it. You can go post it on the Remix family page, show me pictures of what you pulled for yourself and what your interpretation is. And this is also going to help everyone who's had that, because we learn from each other, with each other, and through each other. This is our connection point. So I wanted to give that to you guys. Now, let's talk about the goddesses and gods really, really quick that have come forward. As I talked about in the readings, there are particular gods and goddesses who have agreed to step forward to help. So when I'm doing a sacred session, I tell you about the two goddesses that are around you. And these are the ones that say, hey, over here, Miss Blue, I'm stepping forward. I want to help Jenny. I want to be able to help Jenny with what she's going through at this time. And I can't tell you how on point those goddesses are that step themselves forward to help you with what's going on at that particular time in life. Well, I started getting all of these emails, and me and Sister Munya, we were going through the emails, and I said, you know, I need to find some gods and goddesses that are coming forth at this particular time that really wants to help with the energy that's here of so many of these different things that my soul group, my soul tribe is dealing with, for us to begin to maintain our sense of balance going through all of these different times. So here are some of the goddesses and gods that step forward, that raised their hand and said, I want to do it. I'm going to be the one to help. So I'm going to tell you who they are, and then I'm going to tell you how you can begin to work with them, okay? So first, let's talk about those issues of grief and sadness, those things that weigh heavy on your heart. So whether you have a loss of a family member that's going on, maybe a loss of a job, you know, loss of a relationship, any kind of grief or sadness, or maybe you just don't know why. Some people suffer from SAD disorder. This time of the year, we're not getting enough sun. I did a show about that, talked about the happy lack. So what can we do to really kind of help us move this sadness and move this grief, any of this grief that we might be dealing with. Maybe you had a pet that made their transition, because pets are a part of our lives as well, too, for many of us. Well, the goddess that stepped forward to work with these issues of grief is the goddess Urzuli. So Urzuli said that she is here at this particular time on the planet to really work with anyone who's dealing with issues of being sad and any issues of grief. She's here to help you with it. So there's many ways that you can begin to work with the goddess Urzuli. And as with working with any of the gods and goddesses, you know, it's just about giving them some energy. For those of you who don't have Brother Bobby Heman picture packet, you can find many of these gods and goddesses in that picture packet, and they're already charged up. So what does that mean? Pretty much like the Kim deck, as soon as you get it, boom, the energy is there. You know Brother Bobby Heman, he's worked with these archetypal energies for many, many years, carried them around, and really, really just worked with them. So these pictures are nice and charged up. So all you have to do is contact Brother Bobby Hemet if you're interested in getting his picture packet, which now has so many different pantheons of goddesses and angels and, oh, gods, and you name it, it's in there. This packet is so large now. 678-358-1055. Just tell him you want to know about everything he has, but definitely ask about the picture packet. And you can let them know Miss Blue sent you. So 678-358-1055 is the number for Brother Bobby Hemet. And Urzuli is in that packet, a beautiful picture of her. But you want to connect with the goddesses or the gods' mythology. Study their story, study their mythology. Give them some energy. And how you're going to begin to work with them, and this instructions was given to me, so I'm going to pass it on to you guys, is you're going to write them a letter about what is going on. Now, let me tell you how this is exactly going to work. You're not writing a letter to beg them. You're writing a letter for your desired outcome. Remember, we're always making magic. We're doing inner magic. So magic is about making a greater individual commitment to yourself. So you're writing a letter to Urzuli. So you can say, greetings, Urzuli. Dear Urzuli, I just want to tell you about, let's just say you're looking for a job and you haven't been able to find a job. You're going to write this letter to Urzuli and say, greetings, Urzuli. I just wanted to tell you about how excited I am that I have this wonderful, amazing job. And when I get up in the morning, I'm just so thankful. I'm so full of joy because this is something that I really have wanted and put the intentions out that I wanted to do this particular work. And now the time is here. And I want to share this message with you. You're not asking them to do the work for you. You are. You're getting yourself into your emotion and into your feeling, your authentic self, and you're writing the letter there. They're just there to be the witness for you, the divine witness to carry that energy out into the universe. So you're writing the letter as if you're writing to a friend, and they will continue to carry that vibration and that energy on for you. So you're going to write the letter to them, and with that particular letter, it's always powerful to embed this in with you. For those of you who have a Kim deck, here's what I want you to do. Have a Kim deck. After you write your letter to Urzuli, and I'm also going to give you the god that you can work with too. The god is going to be Asar or Osiris. Asar as his original name. And his Greek name, Osiris, of course. So the goddess is Urzuli and the god is Asar. You're going to write the letter as if the situation has happened. If it is a situation which is really, really tough, one of the toughest human lessons we get here is the transition of someone that's close to us that we love. Write that letter to your loved one, letting them know that you wish them peace and love on their journey. And at the end, you can add Osiris or Urzuli to carry that letter for you in the spirit world, just to ensure that they get it, to make sure that they pass on that energy to them, that they are loved and they are cared for. You're doing the work as well. then I want you to take the letter, whether it's for sadness or grief, write the letter, write yourself out of the situation. You guys have heard me talk about this many times. And I want you to sleep with it underneath your pillow. And if you have the Chem deck, I want you to sleep with the Chem deck underneath your pillow too. Here's why. Because what will happen is when you're sleeping, this is magic again. Those symbols, all of those signs and symbols from the Chem deck will go into your subconscious. And so when you're dreaming, you dream in signs and symbols. And those codes, when you get up the next morning, begin to work with the deck. And as you're going through your dream, whether you remember it or not, remember it's about holding on to that feeling and pull some cards for you that day, and those signs and symbols will decode that for you. So the Chem deck will do that for you, okay? So now let's talk about some of you who are suffering from these things of diabetes, high blood pressure, headaches, insomnia, some of you kidney problems, lung problems, allergies. Any of these things where it comes to any kind of disorder, disagreement, disease within the body, or any kind of illness. I don't care if it's a cold, a runny nose, an ear infection, your eyes, whatever, your joint pains, back pains, leg pains, whatever it is, infections. Two, that you're going to work with. The God is going to be the God Ptah. Ptah said, give it to me. I'm the one. I'm here to help with that. So you can begin to connect with the god Ptah. Study his story. Study his mythology. You can start to look at some of his work. Take it with you into vision with you, into meditation. Write the letter like you're writing it. Write yourself out of whatever disease you have or you've been told that you have. Write yourself up how you feel if you didn't have this situation, if you didn't have allergies, if you didn't have eczema, if you didn't have high blood pressure. Write yourself out and use the blue pen. Write it to the god Ptah. Now, the goddess that stepped forth that said that she wanted to be over this at this particular time is the goddess Black Tara, the Black Tara. So write it. Same thing. Study a little bit of their story, their mythology. Give them a little bit of energy. Creativity. We'll come back to creativity in just a minute. But let's talk about communication, problems with communication, which is going to be big over this next 21 days. This is about your word being examined. If you gave your word to something, this is what's causing some of these ailments. This is what's causing some of this imbalance. It's because you haven't kept your word. So go back and begin to look at that. Look at what you gave your word to, that you didn't keep your word. So all those points of communication, the goddess that set forth that said that she would work with this is Spider Woman. Spider Woman, powerful goddess. So when it comes to that form of communication, and we're talking about communication internal with yourself, your lower self, higher self, however you want to call it, conscious, subconscious, whatever you want to call it, Spider Woman. Spider Woman was there, smiling, grinning. She said, Miss Lou, oh, I'd love to do this. The god that stepped forward was Tahuti, the god Tahuti. So you have Spider Woman and Tahuti that is working with communication. So now, creativity, blocks with creativity, people who are at crossroads, let's see, yeah, crossroads, have to make a decision. There are things that that are coming up that you have to make some decisions on, not really sure which direction to go with. Let's talk about it. So the goddess that has stepped forward, and she goes by many names, but Baba Yaga. So Ba, B-A-B-A, second word, Y-A-G-A. She's the goddess who stepped forward and said, I'll work with this. She said, I'll work with this. You got blocks in that area? You're at the crossroads. You need to make some decisions. She's the goddess to work with. She's the goddess to work with. And so now let's talk about the god. The god that you're going to work with that's at a crossroad that has stepped forward is the god Heru. Heru. So that's for creativity. So you have pretty much one, two, three, four different areas, and you have two, four, six, eight different gods and goddesses to begin to work with so that you can work with at this particular time. These are the ones that step forward to work with at this particular time. So really some powerful energy, powerful things going on at this time, a beautiful time. It's time for you to really just get more and more into your authentic blueprint, work on the work that you came to the planet to do, and you guys are doing that in so many different ways. Everyone here has certainly been a great example of that here tonight. The Vision Quest was awesome. Didn't I tell you it was awesome? It was great. It was an awesome Vision Quest. So we're still going to go to the phone lines. I know more of you are still here and want to share, and we certainly want to hear what you have to say. I know you guys are still on Twitter. #remixpathlife is the Twitter that we have that Esther has set up for us tonight, and you can definitely go there and tell your stories as well. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Not sure where I left off, so I'm going to try this one here. 469, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, maybe I went there. Let me see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 708. 708, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 708, can you guys still hear me? I don't think you guys can still hear me. So this is what we're going to do. Oh, you guys can still hear me? Well, no. Okay, good. All right, I thought I had lost you guys. You can still hear me. So I wanted to give that out to you guys to let you know it's been a powerful show. I know we're about to get cut off. We're coming close to the end here. We covered quite a bit of things here tonight in modern magic and past lives. Don't forget, you can always get a personal one-on-one reading with me, Miss Blue, simply by emailing me at question4blue@gmail.com. Don't forget to pick up your Kim decks, you guys, www.nsblueblast.com. You can pick up your Kim deck, and don't forget to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook, because everyone who's going through this crossroad period, one of the exercises that I give out in there is juicy juices and rotten apples. And I show you how to enter into a sacred ritual with yourself called Time to Get Naked and really step into your shadow side. Some powerful things in there in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And you can find out more about that at www.msblueblast.com. Well, you guys. Listen up, everyone. It is the weekend, and we have a lot of stuff to do, a lot of work to go, and a lot of fun to have. I certainly enjoyed everything here tonight, especially the part about past lives and just really getting into our magic in so many different ways. I want to invite you guys, don't forget, hit me up on Facebook. I'm actually going to go over there for a little bit and kind of hang out. So if you guys want to be over there, you can certainly join me over there. I'd love to hear your thoughts and chat with you for a while. That'd be cool. We haven't done that in a while. I want to say thank you to Esther for holding Twitter down, because I definitely want to see what's going on. And thank you to Sister Manya as well. And to all of you out there who called in tonight into the remix, don't forget, we're going to be back Sunday night. I forgot to do this, but I need to do this. Big shouts out to all of our international listeners from Canada, from the UK. We know Japan was listening tonight. China was listening tonight. All parts of Europe. Spain, let's see, Germany, France. We also know Berlin was listening. Belize, our brothers and sisters who's out there of the Forgotten Foods, which they'll be coming on the show hopefully very, very soon, listening. All parts of Africa, the continent of Africa, and also Australia. I hear you guys, and big shout out to all of our new listeners listening all over the world, you guys. The Remix audience, family, tribe is growing, and we love it as we move with this energy that's here with us. And I knew you guys wanted to dance. Y'all want to dance one more time. Everybody loved that music that I played. So there we go. Modern Magic and Past Lives is what we're talking about tonight. Leave me a message. I'm going to go over to Facebook a little bit and kind of hang out for a few minutes over there and chit-chat with you guys. So let's go ahead and don't forget to download. So peace and love to you guys. Send me an email. I'd love to hear. If I didn't get your call, you can always send it to me or go over to the Remix group and post it there, and we'll chat there. So until then, make your love come down. Peace and love, everyone. Much love, warm spirit. Oh, and don't forget about the Peyton and Knight Show. Peace and love.
All right, everyone. That's going to do it. See you guys on Facebook. Peace and love, you guys. Much love, warm spirit. Till Sunday night. Peace.